Blog Talk Radio.
Lane A, are you there? Lane A, how you doing? Are you there? All right, everybody. Hello.
I'm here, Jay. I'm here. I just can't get anything to play on the audio clip, so I'm here.
All right, and then we have a special guest tonight. Can you get our special guest on, Lady A? And I need, before you do that, Lady A, I need you to call Bobby Childs and Nod, and then go ahead in the process of, is our special guest on tonight?
Not yet.
All righty. You might need to call the special guest, but he done threw me off because he's not on now. But good evening, everybody. It is Monday, the 20th of May. And welcome to the Grudge Inc. Jay Barnes Show. And this weekend, we had some phenomenal racing in two different cities, in two different states. There were some upsets. There were some corrections. I mean, so let's start with one thing first. I got my list. Lady A, if you get that on, I wasn't prepared yet. I thought I had a guest host to come on first. So if you can try to get him on or try to do something, because I'm waiting on him first. And also, I was still waiting on,
Willie Dog.
That's who I'm waiting on. Willie Dog, how you doing, sir?
Oh man, Jay Barnes. I appreciate you getting me on, but I need you to let me get on, and I want at least about 5 minutes of uninterrupted time. And if you want me to get a race report, I might need a little bit more. Can I get that, Mr. Barnes, because I already gave you my check?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, sir. I'll wait on you to come on. So it's all up to you. Let me know when you want. Willie Dog have uninterrupted time with his whatever he needs to do and say and his report. Willie Dog, you let us know what we need to do.
I just need you to let me know when I can start, Jay.
It's on you now, Willie Dog.
All right, out there, everybody that's listening tonight, and I know it's full because I tried to call 3 or 4 times and couldn't get in. So one thing I want to say, folks, I don't care what nobody say, Grudge Inc., NGRA, GRF, or whatever. I want to give props out fresh to Jay Barnes, CEO, founder, or whatever of Grudge Inc. Whether you like him or whether you don't like him, what he's doing is a damn good thing for grudge racing, drag racing. And, you know, you might say, Dog, you kissing his ass or whatever. No, I'm not. I'm just telling the truth. Just because we don't get along don't mean he's doing good things. I say that because his pre-anniversary for his 1 year in existence started out in Macon with a damn good race, And when I say that, I mean the weather forecast was ugly. We were supposed to open the gates at doggone at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, it was raining like shit. So, of course, I was there to support because, like I said, that's what I do. I gave my word I'd be there. I was there. Anyway, they said, okay, it's raining. We're going to postpone it to 4 o'clock. I'm saying to myself, God dang, I got to sit out here all this damn time waiting to 4 o'clock for a goddamn race. No problem. I went over there and parked, got in the back seat of my truck, and tried to go to sleep. Before I can go to sleep, though, my man Biz drove up with his loud-ass truck. He knew I was in the back seat because my windows were tinted. He didn't see me. He got out, and I saw him. I said, hey, Biz, what's up? It don't look too good for us, don't it? He said, oh, man, it don't look too good, but I think it might blow over. I said, Biz, it ain't going to blow over, man. We're going to be out here, but anyway. But I said that to say this here. True grudge racers, true friends of Jay Barnes or Grudge Inc., whichever way you want to call it, was in the house. Chris Tootin parked over there in the house. He was in the back of his truck, sleep too. The number one hater that they say of Grudge Inc., but I don't know, maybe him and Jake can talk one day, and it's my buddy, Johnny Realtree, was there. T5, Crew Chief, Big Low, all the boys. Phil or the white boys called and said, man, how it look down there? I said, Phil, it's raining right now, but we here. Come on. That's what I told him. Tony Bynes, in the house. Gargantua, in the house. Basically what I'm saying is, man, we had a damn good number of people in the house in the rain. I mean, it was raining, and they were still coming in the house. Now, that's the racers. I ain't talking about the spectators now, because we all know the spectators is really what pay the bill. But the fellowship, and y'all can laugh if you want to when we say fellowship, but the fellowship, the camaraderie ship, and just to want to race, that made me real proud. Now, Jay Barnes did that, because that was Jay Barnes' house that we was at. Jay Barnes was in the house. Lady A was in the house. Anyway, that was just a pre-thing I wanted to let y'all know, that we were all in the house, in the rain, tight man. All, you know, I might have left out somebody, but we was all there. I got my man out of Mississippi coming down, my man Black Mamba, he was in the house. Anyway, we had a damn near, a pretty decent house with just the racers. Cowboy, Jamie, whole primetime crew in 8 months. And I know I might leave out somebody, but I just want to get you to sitting on what I'm trying to tell you. All of us from different areas, different breeds, different organizations. We fight like cats and dogs, but we always at one place for one common denominator. And that was to celebrate Grudge Inc.'s pre-birthday party. I'll get to the other part later. Anyway, we had that in the house. So it didn't look too good for no racing, but we was there. So we sat around there, and the rain stopped. Rain stopped. They began to try to dry the track a little bit and try to dry the track a little bit. And my man Gargantua, Big Larry, Flash, his name ain't no Big Dick. I don't care what Pro Stock Joe said. Maybe Joe just like dicks. That's why he want to call him Big Dick. But Gargantua, Flash, Larry. I heard him on another show just a while ago arguing with his one-side reporting ass. I ain't going to get nothing negative on that, but I'm going to let him know. Joe, stop being one-side reporting, man. If you're going to report, I know you done barred me from your reports. You don't ever call my name. I had to throw that in there. Anyway, we sitting around there shooting shit, bullshitting, man, telling jokes and having a damn good time in the goddamn rain after done stop while they drying the track. So Gargantua, he came over, Big Larry. God damn it, he was talking shit, had everybody shaking like a motherfucker. I said, man, I ain't scared of this motherfucker. I go out there and tear his ass up right now in the before the track get prepped. He said, no, the hell you won't. So me and him, God damn it, went out there. And we went out there and said, we're going to run straight off the damn trailer. They don't even have to prep the goddamn track. So we both went and got our cars ready, pulled on out down to the line. And some changed his mind because he said, shit, this track ain't prepped. Y'all got to at least spray it. I didn't want to spray it. I wanted somebody to be slipping as a kid so maybe I could steal a win. Anyway, though, we started off, me and goddamn Gargantua. We ran a horsepower race on motor to motor, motor to motor, just doggone had a crowd to do 77 and everything. I said it to say this here, the woo man in the house, they was doing some cooking and everything. We was having a damn good time with ourselves, without any spectators so far. Had a few in there, but you know, the diehard spectators. Anyway, that's how it started off. But as the day went on, the weather cleared up a little bit, and then we got the track dried off, and man, we was getting ready to have some racing at the doggone zoo. All right, the main attraction was the doggone G-Body Shootout. So the G-Body Shootout, in that race right there, we had 8 people in there. We had the goddamn cold killer. They just say he cold, as my man Gargantua said. We had Realtree, the hater, they say. We had my man T5. We had Big Low. We had Boss Bynes in the Gangsta Boot too. We had the white boys in the Super Freak. Yeah, they finally showed up and got there, just like I said. He called and said, come on. He came on. They had my man Gargantua. And they had the dog with the Trey 1 dog on Malibu in it. That was 8 of us. So we all pulled the first round to see who's going to run who. Boss Vine pulled the dog. Big Low pulled Gargantua. Cold Killer pulled the white boys. Realtree pulled T5. Now, this is where it got interesting at. God damn it. Boss Vine and dog was the first pair up. Jamie went around there and took my goddamn start. I couldn't start my damn car up. And so I had to goddamn let Tony Vine go out there and make a pass by himself because I couldn't start my damn car. After he done made the pass by himself, Jamie come over there and tell me he done put the white back on my starter. But that's all right. I didn't get mad. He gave me $20. Should have gave me 40, but I got 20. That's good enough. Next up, y'all can say what you want. And Pro Stock Joe, this is for you. If I ever hear you in your mouth say a goddamn shootout ain't good for the game, I'm going to be the first one to beat your ass. Next up was Big Low and Gargantua. Now, this is the bad thing about not being at the race and don't let nobody give you a good race report. It was more goddamn motherfucking money betted with Big Low that he was going to beat the shit out of Gargantua. Man, you could feel a Brinks truck. They lined up, got ready to go. Them bitches took off. They were slipping and sliding a little bit and huffing and puffing a little bit. And Gargantua fucked Big Low up. Big Low, you know, kind of got real screwed on the other end out there. Jamie, Trigger Man, fell the fuck out in the middle of the goddamn track. Him and Cowboy lost so much fucking money on that race, man, they was fucked up. Man, they just go to show the excitement that was out there. We were having a goddamn good time. J-Bones, stop me when I lie. Stop me when I lie, J-Bones. Next up now. Man, oh man, oh man. Cole Killer. Yes. Cole Killer. The motherfucker they said won't race nobody and ain't gonna race this year, including myself. Cole Killer. And the goddamn G-Body champs, the white boys. Cole Killer had to go get another pair of pants to put on over the ones he had to hold all the goddamn money he was betting on that race that he was going to beat the white boys. Ain't no bitch in there with good sense said Cole Killer going to beat the white boys, man. Not Cole Killer. He ain't made a goddamn, he ain't run nobody in a year and a half. Man, they had so many goddamn, so much money to bet it. I think somebody was trying to film it. I think somebody wouldn't let him film it. I don't know if it was the tight man of biz or wouldn't let the man film the money. Cole Killer was pulling out of four pockets in the front and four in the back and two more in the other pair of pants he put on. That man couldn't even hold all the money in his hand that he was betting on his goddamn self. Man, they lined the fuck up. And when that goddamn tree fell, I got a mitt now. Spike fucked him up out the hole now. Fucked him up. Man, on the other end, that goddamn Cole Killer, a puff came out there. It wasn't no flames, a puff of black smoke come out that motherfucker. And right when that puff come out, that goddamn wind light on. Cowboy, Tony Bynes, and goddamn Trigger Man passed the fuck out again. Jay got sued. I think he might be in the suit right now because they didn't have enough damn ambulance service there to goddamn it pick up all the people that fell the fuck out, man. Man, we had motherfuckers falling out like a motherfucker. But, oh, just before that race, I forgot I left it out, though. It started drizzling. And Jay said, damn, do we need to stop him? Do we need to stop him? Everybody was so excited. He said, hell no, don't stop him. Don't stop him. Jay said, oh, no, do we need to stop him? Do we need to stop him? No, Jay, don't stop him. Let him go. Then the better, Jay said, no, we can't take that chance. We're going to stop him. Everybody said, God damn. So we was a little mad. But anyway, it drizzled. It stopped. They tried to track up so goddamn fast it scared me. That was before the race. I left that out. I forgot to tell y'all that. Props out to J-Bone for safety first. Safety first. He stopped that race. Oh, that's Big Clark trying to get on. Leave me alone, Clark. I'm on the show. Leave me alone. Let me turn my phone off, y'all. Anyway, props out to J-Bone and the Macon track for stopping the race for safety of the doggone of the people. Plus, doggone it, that's the right thing to do. But they did get the race off, and man, oh, man, they could have closed the track right then, and we could have went on home. All right, the next race up, we had one more pair to go, though. This is the race report, end with my doggone little speech. It was Real Tree and T5. You know, they've been at each other's ass, they've been at each other's ass. And also, this is a teachable moment. All right, Real Tree and T5, they did a little burnout and everything, and Real Tree was about ready to go. T5 had a little problem. He was, you know, he was sputtering or something over there. So, in other words, they took a long time to really stage, and they was messing around and messing around and messing around. So, Real Tree pulled up and lit one bug. He waited a little bit, and they still were messing around and messing around and messing around. And they said it didn't. It was a controversy that we didn't. Nobody get mad. They say it did and say it didn't. Somebody said they went up there and maybe put their foot on T5's side of the tree and flipped the light, which would have said, okay, that means he had two bulbs on. So Real Tree rolled over into the beans. What happened is the tree triggered because he timed him out, and Real Tree rolled on down. But since it was a big controversy in the interest of trying to make everything fair and right, we just said both of them either rerun it or put them into the next round. But the good Lord said, y'all done had another good time today, and which did, it rained. So when it rained, we just doggone it, split the pot with the people that was left in it, and we had a damn good time. Everybody loaded the hell up, and we headed to Montgomery, Alabama, for the doggone birthday celebration, one-year anniversary for doggone it grudging. Jay, you want to say a couple of things before I do the Montgomery report? Because I know sometimes people get tired of one person just talking so much. You want to say something right quick and give me a chance to catch my breath? Jay, you there? Because I know Jay was eating them goddamn peanuts and shit and drinking goddamn yeah. Kool-Aid. Jay!
Yeah, tell me, now, dog, you're on 100, dog. Later, AJ, don't forget to call Nard. Nard say call him because he wanna talk to dog. So later, make sure you get Nard on. And,
all right, do you want to talk to me before I finish my money? Well, I forgot. Did I leave Nard? Yeah, Nard was there, too. I forgot. Yeah, Nard was there talking. Yeah, Nard was there. I might have left him out. I could have left Nard because Nard was one of the main people that was doing something. Does he need to talk to me before I get to Montgomery? Since I don't think Nard made Montgomery, do you need to talk to me now? Or do you want me, and let me wait and do my Montgomery report? Because, like
no,
I said,
I think he just wanted to holler at you, that you're giving a fair and accurate report. I mean, I think that's what he want to do. Later, he'll get him on. He'll holler at you. But now, dog, let me tell you this.
Yes, sir.
One thing, I do appreciate you doing what you're doing and the fact that, dog, if we, you know, we can't, like I said, the Lord, he going to do what he do, so we can't complain about that. But, man, that was the best of the best there.
Jay, I try to tell people, it was a condensed race that nobody could get mad about, Jay. I'd be the first one to tell you if I thought it wasn't worth a shit. I done had plenty of people call me and say that was pretty damn good and ask me what I thought. I said, hey, man, for what it was and the bad as the weather was, that was a damn outstanding race at the zoo, man.
Yeah. But I'm talking about, and in that G-body, I mean, that was all the best G-body. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, the show was good, but it ain't, you know, it ain't often that we can get everybody. Hell, that was everybody.
Jay,
I mean, everybody was there.
Hey, I ain't through yet. You think that was
okay,
something?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, what I'm just saying, though, that was a damn good one. We could have went on home then. This is just a preliminary, and Big Clog is kicking me in my nuts because he told me that cold killer was a killer, but I told him that damn cold killer was a killer when I seen him down here Thursday. I mean, Tyke Man was talking about that shit. I mean, I told Tyke Man, I get to Tyke Man. It's like I get to Tyke Man later because I know his pockets ought to be kind of fat too. Tyke Man pockets ought to be kind of fat. But Jay, anything you want to add in? Anything else you want to add in about making and about that teachable moment, right quick? That way we can just break the action. Then I can start with the Montgomery because the Montgomery gonna take a little bit of time. Cause
amen, dog. Amen. That's all.
Huh?
I said no. I agree with you 100.
Yeah. Well, you want to say a little something, Jay? Maybe they want to hear from you. Because you made the decision not to let them run when it was drizzling. Everybody else said let them go because they thought we were going to be able to get it
right
in.
There. You know, it was, we were there. They were doing the burnout. It was a little mild. I mean, it was very thin there for a second. But as they staged, I just got, we definitely don't want to lose, you know, those guys. I mean, their investment, the risk of hurting them. I mean, at that point, I wasn't going to be, that would have been real selfish just to see that race come off and put them in at risk like that. So I think, I think anybody would do it,
All right, well, Jay, with that being said, because I know I'm gonna lay all it out, and what I left out is going to make a good discussion for the show. All right, after all that went on down in the zoo, we all got together, got a little wit and talked a little shit, and all of us started convoying the goddamn it, Alabama, Montgomery. Before I get started with that, I want to send props out to DJ Grant. He did an outstanding fucking job of trying to organize this thing and get it together. And for his first time and him being the rookie that he is, I'm going to give him props. Jay, I want you to suspend him this time. I just thought about it. Since he has so much shit going on, we're going to let him go by them red lights that I'll talk about later.
Dog, I already got his damn papers typed up, dog. I got his papers typed up.
No, don't do it, Jay. Don't do it. Just give him an extra box of preparation aids and let him go. But anyway, DJ Grant was in charge of putting on the doggone anniversary for the first year anniversary for Grudge Inc. down in Montgomery. And I must say, I want to give you props, DJ Grant. You did your thing, man. You did the best you could, what you could do, and you did an outstanding job. For the first thing I want to say, your 28-inch race, I want to give you props for letting me do whatever I wanted. He put me in charge of his 28-inch race. So that being said, we got there. We were messing around. My man, Mississippi Joe, I was talking to him there earlier that morning. He woke me up. Cause we got, well, I forgot to tell you. Yeah, we convoyed the damn, we convoyed the Montgomery. Me, Dolomite, Big Low, Crew Chief, his daddy, and about 5 or 6 old Rodney Davis and all of us. And they, and you know me, I want to lay back. So if they get a damn, because they said Big Low like to go fast. T5. Like to go fast, so I said, shit, y'all go ahead and lead, I'll follow y'all. So if y'all get a goddamn ticket, I couldn't stand them. So they said, no, dog, you go ahead and lead. I said, God damn, they want to put me in front of this bullshit. Anyway, I fucked around there, and I led them on through there. So I just threw my old goddamn cruise control on and threw it on about 5 or 6 miles over the speed limit. And, man, when we got to the gas station to gas up, them motherfuckers rolling there, their tongue hanging out and shit, talking about, dog, why you going so goddamn fast? Man, goddamn your speed, man. I said, goddamn, I was on cruise control, motherfucker, that listened to my blues, man. Anyway, we had a good, man, it's about 40 of us. Pack ratted onto a doggone Montgomery just waiting. Big Low said, man, y'all can kiss my ass. I said, what time you get to the track? Big Low T5 said, man, look here, we get to the track after the damn the rollout of the hotel because we ain't been asleep in a day and a half. I said, it don't make me no difference, the same thing. Okay, no problem. So anyway, we got the damn Montgomery that night in record time. We got the Montgomery. We went to this goddamn hotel and they didn't have no goddamn rooms. So goddamn T5 went in there with his, I mean, not T5, Big Low with his goddamn, hold up, Jay, you got that noise, with his mind and talking there. So he went there and talked to some old goddamn wig-wearing-ass woman at the goddamn hotel. So she said, yeah, we got room for y'all, come on in, $50. Man, we went to that motherfucker T5, said, look here, man, one man got a room, so me and the lady got the argument there. She gonna tell me, put her head up in my face and tell me to talk to the hand. I told her to talk to the goddamn hand, too. She said, well, I'll call the police. I said, I don't give a damn if you call the goddamn police. Anyway, that was another story that happened. Anyway, so T5, one man got a room, so T5 said, let me go look at these rooms first. T5 went in and looked at the goddamn room. He said, man, I ain't paying for this goddamn shit. So me, T5, and a couple more motherfuckers, Rodney Davis and all of us, we goddamn it, blocked on down to another hotel. We got to the goddamn hotel now. I ain't trying to be funny. They had these Chinese people, whoever running the damn thing, and they told us how much the room was. I said, man, we ain't finna pay that much for no goddamn room. So we walked out and was in the parking lot, find out where we finna go. The lady ran out there and asked us, how much y'all want to pay then? Shit. We told the lady how much we want to pay. She said, okay, we can do it. So we got us a room. I just want to get you a little history on that. We got us a room there. And I got up the next morning because I was on regular time, yeah. Shit, I got up at goddamn 7 o'clock and ate the rest of that damn rice. I guess you them had cooked for me. I had ate half of it, didn't I? And half of it for breakfast. So I got ready to pull out about goddamn 10:30. I called T5. That's somebody that even got out of the goddamn bed yet. I mean, but get your dog ass on up and let's go. Anyway, I called him and woke him up and gave him directions how to get there. But he had to go back and pick up Big Load. Them sorry motherfuckers was still in the bed, too. All right, long story short, we finally got to the track and everything. Man, we got to the track, goddamn Alabama. It was hot enough, motherfucker, down in Jane. It was looking good like a motherfucker. So, man, we're going to have us a good goddamn day. We rode in the track. The first motherfucker I seen was DJ Grant. I said, you motherfucking faggot, what you want to do? I'll run your ass right now straight off the track. He didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing. I'm just talking shit, though. Bobby Wildchild up in there. Dolomite up in there, motherfucker. We got a bunch of motherfuckers up in there. So, me, you know, I got to show out. Because I'm already scared and nervous. So I could pause, unloaded the car. I went around there. Tony Bynum them was all there. I went around there. Who else was there? Goddamn, I was fucking with T5 and all of them. Anyway, I went around there and hauled the gas on everybody. I went all the way around there. One of the whole goddamn fucking tank of gas going around there, hauling the gas in front of everybody. Oh, yeah, my man Ground and Pound all the way from Chi-Town was there. I was fucking with them, too. Anyway, I did all that and went in park and glad didn't nobody draw me. Because I goddamn sure didn't want to race. I was just fooling them. They were scared, and I was glad of. Anyway, to make a long story short about the race report, man, we had some goddamn good racing. We had 12 people in the doggone 28-inch tire race. Now, I'm going to say this here. Putting all that big money out there don't bring people. Just put a regular pot out there and let them somebody just bet their own damn money. We had 12 people. We had Turbo 10. DJ Grant, Mike Collins, Feel of the White Boys. Yeah, don't, y'all sit down if you're standing up. Buck fucking naked. Yeah, I said it. Buck naked. Big Wright, Went with two cars. He had the Doggone Junior and the Predator car. Big Low, Jamie, Trigger Man. Big Dave with the Mustang out of Doggone Cooper Farmers. Thomas Powell with another. Yeah, I forgot what kind of car he had. Anyway, we had 12 of them, all 12. So, all right, we messed around, and we had a good time. It was so damn hot, so you know everybody want to go out there and test. So we was out there doing a lot of testing and everything, too, now. And I let somebody else come on and tell about all the grudge race. I'm just going to tell you about the old fishing shit. Oh, also, I want to send a special props out, too, to Miss B. Miss B is my secretary when we come to this. She's a hard-headed fucker, but she all right, though. I even gave her a couple of dollars for helping me out. Anyway, we went to draw. All right, the parents is like this here. And doggone it, in the first pairing, Big Wright had to run Big Dave. All right, this was a controversial race here. Because as they staged up, Big Dave took the fuck off. Big Right car slapped the shit off. It just shut off. Big Dave balls to the wall, went on down there. It looked like it crossed the center line. From where we was at, it looked like it might have crossed, but we couldn't tell. So we called the tower. The tower said he didn't cross. So when they said it didn't cross, that means Big Dave took the win. But anyway, that was a little controversy, and they said they had the films where he did, and they had 50 films saying he did, and 50 said he didn't. The track said he didn't. So Big Dave took the win in the first round. Next up, sit down again. We had, goddamn it, Buckhead Naked. We had Buckhead Naked running against that Trigger Man. Now, we said, goddamn, we know Trigger Man, even though he was just out there testing his car, but he still was going to get in the race. We know Trigger Man going to probably beat Buck Naked, because Buck Naked ain't beat nobody in 37 years. Shit. Goddamn Buck Naked lit that motherfucker, went up there and ran away from Trigger Man. But Trigger Man wasn't worried about it because he was just testing his car. He said, shit, anything could happen. That was a damn good race, though. But Buck Naked looked damn good, so y'all watch out. Next up was your boy again from Alabama, Turbo Tim, going up against Whit in the junior car. Now, I don't know what the hell Whit then was over there doing fucking around anyway, but Turbo Tim put something on their ass. They had a little pillow fest going down through them. Turbo Tim fucked Whit them up, so they took the win on that. Next up, y'all sit down again. I want everybody to sit down and take your time. We had my man, DJ, number one stunner, the host, Grant, going up against Thomas Powell. Now, Thomas Powell, I'm going to tell y'all before I get started all the way, is one of the luckiest motherfuckers in racing, but goddamn that luck will catch up with your ass. Anyway, DJ Grant was going up against Thomas Powell, and DJ Grant had just made a couple of good-looking-ass passes, and everybody over there was betting on him now. Don't forget, on all these races, people were betting. We was passing out and shit. I think Jay Barnes probably got, he'll let you know later, probably got about 15 or 20 lawsuits, because there was some lot of motherfuckers passing out out there. So we know DJ Grant was going to get it. We said, oh, yeah, everybody been on DJ Grant. Man, DJ Grant went up there, goddamn it. And Bobby Childs must have put that ghost in his car, did something. That dumb bitch went up there and red lighted. Gave away a win, and then went out and made a hell of a pass after he didn't red light it. So his motherfucking ass was out, and Thomas Powell took the win. Next up was my man Mike Collins, going up against the goddamn it 28 G-Body Champs, baddest motherfucking white boys in the world. Goddamn feeling the white boys. We couldn't get too many bets on that. I had to bet a guy. I bet a guy $20, but I had to put the 100 up against his 20. I said, fuck it, Phil ain't gonna let me down. So I bet a motherfucker, me, my broke motherfucking ass, I bet $100 to 20 that Phil was gonna fuck him up. Whew. Phil fucked him up, though. So the white boys took that race. Last but not least, boy, they've been talking about it because, Jill get into this later about these grudge eating killers and all this shit, because they've been out there about to fight about these grudge eating killers and all this shit, but it was all good. Big Low going up against Whit with the Predator. You know Whit with his crooked thing ass, like that talking shit, bald head motherfucker looking cool and everything. Big Low, big ass, you know, he just sit up in the car, crew chief do all the talking. But anyway, they went out there, Whit and Big Low. But believe it or not, that was a goddamn good race. It was a pillow fest. Them motherfuckers goddamn got it over. Big Low pulled it out. So Big Low won. So that means he went to the second round. So I'm trying to make this thing so the people that didn't know it, I'm trying to give you a picture. So if it's long, don't worry about it. Jake can fill in the bad part. Y'all can have a discussion about it later. That's why I'm giving you all this information now. So that means.
Well, listen, we appreciate the information. Let me tell you, lady, hey, get Pro Stock on, because he said he want to hear a good report from Dog. So call Pro Stock, lady, and talk to him in the private room.
Shit, he might be late, because that's what I was going to get, because he was fucking up my report on his show guessing and shit, because he wasn't there. But I understand that. See, if you ain't there, if you don't get a good understanding from somebody that was there that's up and up, somebody like Type. See, Type Man was trying to help him, but, you know, Type Man's phone was real low today, so, but Type Man was trying to help him. But anyway, that was the first round, so that left Big Dave, Buck Naked, Turbo Tim, Thomas Powell, the White Boys, and Big Low. So the second round come around, Turbo Tim and Thomas Powell had to run. Now, don't forget, I told you that guy Thomas Powell was the luckiest bitch in racing. All right, they pulled up to the goddamn line. Thomas Powell did his burnout and over there cleaning the shit out. Turbo Tim couldn't start the goddamn car. We said, motherfuck. So we said, since he hadn't staged up, I told him, you got 2 minutes. Go ahead and try to get it started. They couldn't get it started, so unfortunately, I had to keep it real, Jay. And like I told the motherfucker, if you do what you got to do, tell Dolomite to shut the fuck up and wait till I get to him. That motherfucker just... He over here texting me, talking about, what about him?
Hey,
bitch, don't you see him
in
the race report, motherfucker? Just wait, bitch. I got a good one for your motherfucking ass. Get that bitch.
He'll keep
that motherfucker can't be still, man. Anyway, let me finish. Okay. Anyway, I said, you got 2 minutes. So Turbo Tim couldn't get started, so I had to go ahead and get told Thomas Powell to go ahead and stage up and go on down. So he won that one. Next up now, we got Big Dave. Big Dave is the guy from Cooper Farmers that's got the old 24-karat gold Mustang. Him and Big Low. Now, Jay, tell me the truth. Didn't they did a stage and do it? Jay, they had to stay in that. Didn't they stage up down there 5 minutes, Jay? I need Pac-Man on this. Pac-Man on this.
Didn't they stage up down there 5 minutes, man? I knew Big Low wasn't going to pull up.
Big
Low had got comfortable.
If Tac-Man on the phone, open his mic up, if you don't mind. Because he can help me with this shit, because that bitch there was funny the motherfucker. He had me fucked up all day, man. If he on there. I just want him to add lip my damn race report, though. If he ain't there, I go ahead on him. Anyway.
Tac-Man on?
Tac-Man,
you there?
Tac-Man, if he ain't on, I go ahead on. If he come on, just tell him to holler. Anyway, what I'm trying to tell y'all, a rookie ain't got no goddamn business trying to fuck a veteran. Big Dave driver, which is Chick, that's my boy, my main Chick, and Big Low. Big Low sat there, goddamn it. I saw him, goddamn it. I thought he unstrapped his goddamn strap. They sit on the line, I'm going to tell y'all for real, people, damn near 5 minutes. Am I lying, Jay? Anyway, Jay must
win. I went to sweep more back up. They were still there.
Yeah. But anyway, this is what happened. When they finally went in, now don't get me wrong now, when they finally went in, you figure if you're going to play the doggone stage and do it, you're going to be ready to go when the motherfucker went in. They finally went in, the tree dropped. Big Low was at the 330 before Big Dave driver took off. How the fuck you going to go up there and start a stage and do it with a motherfucker and you that late on the goddamn tree? Anyway, Big Low made one of the best stars of the night, and I think two motherfuckers got fucked up on the side because them flames knocked the shit out of them over there. So Big Low took that win with that. Then next up, oh, shit, Buck Naked and the White Boys. Man, you know they was betting like a motherfucker around there. They was betting like a motherfucker. Now, this is what I say about, you know, if you're going to run a race, you got to run it fair, and you can learn some, y'all. Buck Naked burn in, White Boys burn in. Buck Naked burn in and couldn't back up. So, you know, whether y'all know it or not, it's a teachable moment again. It's a courtesy whether the guy over the other lane want to wait on you or not. He don't have to wait on you. Anyway, he waited, though. They pushed Buck Naked back. They pushed him back. And then, so, since they've been waiting so long, doggone it, Spike went on and lit his bug. We waited. Shit. Buck Naked still ain't staged up. We waited. So Spike went on, put his goddamn other bug on, and the man let him go. So Buck Naked broke. So that's what they call it, the break. So that left three motherfuckers. That left Big Low, the White Boys, and that guy Powell. All right. Everybody didn't give a damn about Powell because they didn't like, I was supposed to talk to Joe Shelton on the show. Nobody knew who the hell Powell was, but Powell was a good damn race over there. Anyway, see a little girl, you know, she's always there, and that's one thing I love about, I love to see a daddy and a girl. It's just something about that bond, I love to see that. Anyway, his little girl, Julie Byron. So it had to be doggone it, Big Low had to run Powell. Okay, so everybody was waiting. And then the winner was going to have to come back and run the White Boys. And it was finna rain. They told us we had 30 minutes for the track close and 5 minutes for the rain come. So we was in a predicament like, goddamn, we won't even be able to see the goddamn White Boys and Big Low run. But I don't know what J-Bone and them did or what DJ Grant did. He must have said a prayer. All right, the rain didn't come. And Powell car, when he got ready to run Big Low, He broke before he even got ready to race. So, shit, we said, if he broke already, hold up, Lo, you and the White Boys can go and run for the final. Because that's whoever the winner was, we'll have to come back and run him anyway. So then, either Big Lo crew got nervous, or they started shitting on themselves or something. Because, goddamn it, Jay Barnes trying to cheat. I don't know, Mississippi Joe trying to cheat. They were trying to come out, because that was the big one for, was it going to be Grudge Inc. killer, or was Grudge Inc. going to kill a motherfucker? So anyway, I was in charge of this shit. Everybody was looking at me. I'm looking at Jay. Jay looking at me. Jay, what the fuck you looking at me for, Jay? So I said, okay, fuck it. White Boys and Big Low, let's go right now. Then they over there got them going to take 5 minutes. Well, what lane are you going to get? So we had to get them out there and flip for lanes. And Big Low them won the lane. So that Big Low them picked the right lane because that was the favorite lane that night was the right lane. Spike said, I didn't give a damn no. He could have took the right lane anyway. I don't give a damn. So, man, oh, man, if you think some money was being bet earlier, I seen a Brinks truck bag up to the goddamn gate. I don't know who he was talking to, but he was at the gate. The white boys in Big Low. I don't think nobody was in the stand because every bitch in the stands was on the goddamn starting line. The man come out to move back, shit, they'd have still been moving motherfuckers if they had thought they was going to move back. But anyway, man, that was the finale of the night, Big Low and the white boy. Now, I was so fucking excited. I don't know who did what. Somebody told me Big Low left first. Somebody said Spike left first. All we know is we didn't know who won the goddamn race till the goddamn light come on. And goddamn it, it was feeling the white boys and kicked Big Low ass again. So that's all they was doing. All they said that night was, I told y'all, we was going to fuck Grudge Eagle. I told y'all. Well, shit, I don't think we won by one out of that. Grudge Eagle was fucking us up the rest of the night, though.
No, dog.
Fuck, man, you that tight.
Didn't Wick slap DJ Glenn in the mouth?
Slapped the shit out of him.
Okay.
Look at it. Before you do that, Tack Man, I got to go in. And then I'm going to be quiet and y'all can fill it in because I done gave a good detail of what happened. Bitch, you can ask. Let me go tell about Bobby and Stan now. I need to tell that one too. It's going to take me about 3 or 4 minutes, Jay. But I'm going to say it and y'all can fill in the stuff later. We can discuss it. And I'll just be on mute because I done took up enough of y'all time. But I wanted the people that didn't see this shit to know it was a good goddamn race. All right. We started off early in the morning. Bobby Child was already parked. Stan pulled in and parked. And make it so bad, Bobby was over there dancing, talking about what he was going to do, talking about he started from the bottom, now he at the top, you know that song, just dancing and acting a fool. Make it so bad, Dolomite, dumbass, was over there filming him. I said, Dolomite, why are you filming this motherfucker? He talking about you. Dolomite said, I don't care nothing about him. I'm going to fuck him up. That's all Dolomite said. So Bobby went in and did a commercial. That commercial, I said, Bobby, I used to like that commercial where your damn goat was drinking that goddamn Pepsi. He went around and did a Pepsi commercial with the goat drinking Pepsi. Dolomite, dumbass, simply. And they still talking shit. I said, Dolomite, you ain't gonna get excited. Dolomite said, man, I don't need to get excited, motherfucker. I'm gonna fuck Bobby up. Bobby went to dancing again. You know, Bobby black, but Bobby ain't got no rhythm. That bitch ain't got no rhythm. In fact, he's still just singing, started from the bottom, now I'm on the top. You know, whatever that dumbass song is. They went on for that shit at least about damn near an hour and a half. Then, come back around there, I said, Dolomite, You gonna get him? Yeah, yeah. Dolomite was acting a little nervous. Then the motherfucker was talking shit to Dolomite. Your man Sleepy. I forgot all my man Sleepy. Me and Sleepy hung out all day. Sleepy and some other motherfucker was talking shit to Dolomite. Dolomite said, well, goddamn, y'all on there talking? Bet some goddamn money. I said, oh, shit, Dolomite got some goddamn bass in this motherfucking boy. But Dolomite pulled out them hunters and slapped it in my hand and said, bet that. Shit. They put it up. Then they went back around and started acting a fool again. So everybody was waiting around. Bobby still been singing all fucking day. I swear I believe Bobby was on something, man. That bitch was just losing, just singing and dancing and shit. So anyway, Bobby got bold. Bobby said, fuck it. I'll run him straight off the goddamn trailer. Dolomite said, bitch, let's go. I said, goddamn. Hold up tight now. That was early. It still took them motherfuckers 3 hours to get around there to run off the trailer, though. They both was already off the motherfucking trailer. Anyway, long story short, goddamn it, Bobby pulled onto the lane. We waiting on Dolomite. The man on the loudspeaker waiting on Dolomite. Dolomite, Dolomite. Motherfucker changed batteries in the goddamn microphone. Dolomite, Dolomite. I said, damn, Dolomite. Then I found out where he was at. In the damn bathroom taking a shit.
Right.
He was in the bathroom taking a shit. I said, goddamn, Dolomite finna fuck up, man. This motherfucker nervous. Dolomite, yeah. You know how he thought when he put his shit on, and he finally came on around him. They came on around there in stage and they acted a fool a little bit more. They put their motherfuckers in there. Now, Bobby told the truth on Pro Talk Joe show just a while ago. That ghost either jumped out of his motherfucking car and jumped in Dolomite's car. Well, Dolomite did one of them joint forces butt out. But hold up, Tac-Man. He told me it wasn't that fucking ghost, Jay Barnes. He was a black-ass fucking devil. He said he saw BG motherfucking ass anyway, and he turned it weird to keep me in that black son of a bitch. He said, that's what it is. Look here, Bobby came within an inch of knocking the fucking wall down, man, on the burnout, man, on the burnout. He like to took out 3 or 4 motherfuckers and lined them up with Trigger Man, like took him and Tony Mines out. Anyway, so we said to ourselves, oh, man, the bets went the other way. We know Dolomite nerves is a motherfucker. Bobby said, kill this motherfucker. All right, so everybody out there betting on Bobby, the goat. Tight Man just told on the other show, Bobby Childs cleaned that motherfucker out. The whole fucking car shook. It shook so bad the parachute jumped out. We had to repack the parachute because Bobby didn't hit the damn nitrous and knocked the parachute out. So, okay, Bobby said, still in the car, hitting the nitrous, singing that goddamn song. Started from the bottom, I'm the top. How that song go, like?
Started from the bottom, man, I'm here.
Anyway, they so they did that. So I'm okay. I just want Tyke man to tell you how Bobby was cleaning that nitrous out. Go ahead, Tyke, for me, please.
Bobby pulled up and he was cleaning out and he wow. After the eighth goddamn time, I say, hold up. Bobby, don't if you bang this bitch again, you need to go race. He hit it one more time. Wow, shaking the whole goddamn car. Went right up there and went motherfucker.
Tyke man ain't lying now. But okay, all this time we sit on there knowing, we sitting ourselves, Dolomite over there trembling like a motherfucker. We know that son be scared of a motherfucker. But all the time, Dolomite has his little glasses on. You know Dolomite, funny looking little motherfucker anyway. Anyway, Dolomite keeps her then, they ease into the beans. I think Bobby went in first, and Dolomite come in. Bobby must have got nervous that ghost must have did something. He told a lie about the ghost snapped his damn hand off. Bobby took the fuck off before the goddamn tree even dropped and red lighted like a motherfucker. Like a motherfucker. Dolomite took off behind him. Now, this is one thing to tell the truth and type, man, and straighten me if I'm wrong.
I think I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
I said, Dolomite. I said, Bobby was gone now. He was gone. And I said, Dolomite, don't fuck with him no more because you can't beat him. Dolomite said, tell me what Dolomite said because he told you the same shit. Tell me what Dolomite said, type.
Dolomite said, I pulled away from him. And
I said, Dolomite, you must have been dreaming, man. That man was killing your ass. But anyway, bottom line, anyway. We want to say
Before you close it out, tell about how Dolomite pulled his parachute from fucking behind.
Like, I wasn't going to do that. I was going to let everybody, I'll look at you, feel that in later. But anyway, bottom line is, Dolomite is the new top sportsman, heavyweight champion of the world. So props out to Dolomite. Props out to Bobby for getting him a race and everything. But this is the kicker. After Bobby got his ass to out the socket and got fucked up, Bobby started singing. Started from the bottom, I'm still there. That bitch started from the bottom, I'm still there. But anyway, again, I want to say Sleepy, my man Sleepy, and a whole bunch of more people. We were at this track together. Y'all can call it Fellowship at One. They had numerous girls racing. My man Dick, somebody this year at the awards banquet, Jay, get a special award for the old-time best drag racer out there for this year. It's goddamn Gargantua, man, and they crew. Them motherfuckers come in there 30, 40 strong, and they stick with their man. They eat together. They doggone do everything. That is one goddamn thing that's good for girls racing. I don't care what happened to them or what they go through. That man deserves a damn pat on the back because that son of a bitch is banging his big tall ass in there, and we'll race. That is one thing about it. But he did say he don't want to be called Big Dick. But, I mean, that is funny, though. I like the way Pro Stock Joe said it, but he said he don't like to be called Big Dick. Anyway, that's the best I can do, Jay, on a real note, Jay. I don't care how much shit I give you. I don't care how much shit anybody else give you, Jay. I'm not kissing no ass or nothing. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Grudge Inc. is moving forward. I got one thing to say, though. I'm a little disappointed now that some of the Grudge Inc. members that could have been there wasn't there. But maybe you had a problem, and as Mississippi Joe said, the creek matter rose, whatever. But I think that was a good thing, and you should have made sacrifices to try to be there. That was one good anniversary race, Jay. Keep doing what you're doing and just hope the next year be better. It can't be nothing else but better. DJ Grant, you did a good job, man. With that being said, I'm going on mute unless somebody needs to talk to me. Jay, thanks for your time, man. I love you, bro. Mayday. Damn, did he cut everybody off? Hello?
Put it out.
Yeah.
But my phone went out on me, so I'm glad that you were gone. So, what the tight? I didn't hear that. The tight man ever give you 2 cents?
The tight man, me and tight man, and already did it, man. You might want to go and do what you're gonna do and open the mics up and see what the people want to say. I'm going on mute because I didn't talk enough, Jay. I appreciate it. I didn't talk damn near 40 minutes, man.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
I got one question for you. Who the only turbo man, you know, turbo driver, you know, pulling the and turn the bottom bulb on first?
He got two initials in his last name, Grant.
Oh, okay.
DJ Grant. But, oh, hey, look at him, Tyke, man. Being a veteran that you are, not as much as me, but I got to give him a pass. I already asked Jay to give him a pass. I just thought about something. That was his event. DJ Grant had a lot on his mind, so we're going to give him a pass.
Yeah,
we're going to give him a pass.
But, dog, I was going to give him a pass. He came back and done the same damn thing right back, man.
Tight. I'm going to give him a pass. He's a young guy. You got to look at DJ Grant. DJ Grant pretty, man. He ain't been through no hard shit, man. The man pretty. I told him if he go to jail, I want him in my cell.
Hey, DJ Grant just got her hair done, too. Did you see that?
Yeah. Hey, and again, Jay, props out to Biz, too, man. Biz had a lot of stress on him. He made it happen, though, man. So props out to the whole Grunge Inc. team, man. Props out to all y'all, man. Big Clark and everybody. I know Big Clark called me. I didn't have my phone with me. I didn't know what he wanted with me. But I know he had his son's graduation. So he couldn't make. He was trying to make it back to Montgomery, but it did. Oh, and Big King came out with the truck too. I mean, he didn't get no action, but he didn't have nothing locked in. So props out to everybody, man. Overall, if you ask me, we had a damn good time, and yes, we were fellowshipping.
Yeah. Hey, dog, we got to get Larry on. Late, can you get Larry on?
I already know about Larry. That's why I didn't dog him out, because I know. The first thing I asked Claude, well, where they had his top flight security, but I know they had a little mishap.
Well, it was pretty bad. I was trying to get him on. Lady A, can you get Larry on? And
she got me on, Jay.
How you doing, Larry? Larry,
all right.
First,
I want to say hello to Lady A, and then Jay, I want to say hello to you and Dog and everybody else, man. You know. And then the next move I want to make, I want to thank God, man. God has blessed us again. Unfortunately, my little brother had an accident that was kind of held us up from coming down there. But, you know, during the time that he did have the accident, I got to give a shout out to Leon, and I got to give a shout out to Union Grove paramedics there, man. I mean, before I could even get my hand on the car, they was there. I mean, it didn't take them a minute to get there, you know. And Leon, outstanding guy, man. I don't know how many people know about Leon or know Leon, but Leon stuck with us from the time that it happened until the time that we got the car to the shop, got Leroy home and everything, you know. And Leroy came out ripped pretty good. He was just shooken up. He had a little problem with his shoulder, and he was, you know, he's kind of sore. But other than that, today he turned around. He told me something before me and him parted. He said that. He'd feel like that lady on that commercial that fell out and say, I fell down and I can't get up. You know, so he back in good spirits, you know, and I can't do nothing but thank God for it, man, because, you know, a lot of times we take a lot of things for granted, you know. And then, Jay, I got to speak on this, Jay. Jay, do you know we had over 200 and something people, man, to stay at that track to make sure that we got out of there, man? I'm talking about these people we don't even know. You know, Three Lug was there. Leon was there. I mean, it was just so many people there, man. You know, and I looked around, and when I looked around, I knew right then and there, whatever that we've been doing, we need to keep on doing it, man, because of the simple fact that you never know what kind of shape you really in when it comes to people until something happened. You know, and I feel real good about it. Little bro, he up, he gone, he doing his thing. And we really try to go back and redo his thing all over again, so... I want everybody to know that from the way sound of it, it sounds like y'all had a whole lot of fellowship and brotherhood and all that different stuff in the track, man. And that's what it's about, man, you know. And I'm glad to hear that, and I hope we keep on moving. Keep it right on moving, man, you know, because this thing here can get bigger and it can get greater later, you know. So I'm in such good spirits, man. I just really don't know what to say, man. I'm sitting out here with this lamb chop and these mustard and turnip. With these spinach mixed in it with some cornbread on top of the stove, Lord have mercy, y'all.
Well, Larry,
so I
want
to give a shout out to everybody, man. I'm just glad to see everybody. I'm glad to see everybody come together and do what they did. And then also, like I said, the good Lord, I'm just good, man, because he right back down on my ass again. So I know he all right, you know. So.
Well, hey, listen, man, we're glad.
Before you go any further, I got one more thing I left out that's real bad.
Uh-huh.
I got to get this in here. Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, no. Okay, is Tyke Man on the phone still?
Yeah, I'm here, dog.
Jay, I owe Tyke Man a blowjob. Would you run by there and give it to him for me?
I better let you deliver that one yourself, Dad. Hey, Larry, good to know that Leroy is okay, man, and you know that we got our prayers for you. So, but just hang on, some other guys, I'm gonna talk to you.
Okay.
But now, Lady A, I got to know if Dolomite on. If Dolomite is on, Lady A, don't open the mic too quick, or he gonna goddamn start busting off so quick. he gonna bust off so quick, Lady A, would you Dolomite? What I want you to come on and say, I want to hear what the Frasier do. How did that mouth announce Frasier? Lady A, Dolomite, you there?
And down goes Frasier. Hey, Jay. The thing is, see, Bobby had nervous anxiety. I was watching him all the time. See him with him. I was like, he's nervous in the mother. You know I'm going to whoop his ass. You know it. I mean, wait, I'm going to show you because I'm going to put a little film together and I'm going to show everybody how nervous Bobby really was. For a man to leave that far up the tree and it's a damn boat. I mean, he had to be sitting in his bushes over there. I don't know what's wrong with Bobby. He knew the ghost was out of his car and he didn't have no more shelter. His ass was grass. I was ready. And that's why I pulled the shoot, dog. And I ain't pulling from behind him either.
Hey, Black Man told on that. I didn't tell on you now.
Yeah, I ain't pulling no shoot because when we turned the corner down there, I was in front of Bobby.
Now, to be honest with you, Jay, I didn't want to say it, Jay. He pulled a goddamn chute. He wasn't going fast enough for it to come out, though.
Hey, Tom, let me tell you something. You're going to see them shoes go poof when they come out. Watch. I'll tell you. Wait a minute. This is what I got to do. Hold on, Jay, before you ask that question. This is what I got to do. Because I don't like winning this way.
Hold on. Jay, I know I took up a lot of the time, but we got to do this shit proper. I hate to say it, though, because that motherfucker, I'm still mad with him. You got to get Pro Stock Joe on here to introduce this man now. You got to get him on here to do that now. So you got to get Pro Stock Joe to introduce this man the right way now.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Man, I mean, he came on. I just want to hear how Frasier went down. That's all I want. Hey, Pro Stock on, if not, but we didn't give him the damn the speech, so I gotta give him the speech. So let's do that right quick. Is Pro Stock on though? Is Pro Stock on? Lady A ain't talking tonight, dog. She's real quiet.
Oh, that's another thing, Jay. We gave Lady A hell at making too. We put her on the spot, man. We put her on the spot though. She was that lady with the big booty on the damn Learjet.
Hey, dog, did you see what Lady A had on Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, I see them tights on, man. Hey, I was trying to get Tight Man to take a hover somewhere, but he wouldn't do it.
Lady A come in fresh.
Hey, dog. Yeah. Hey, dog, let me ask one other question, dog. On that Dolomite Bobby Childs race, did you bet with the right side? Did you win some money?
You know I bet it with you, goddamn. You saw me bet it because you took my bet that I was finna bet. Yeah, I bet it with you. I told you I bet it with you.
Well, listen. So let's make it official. Stanley Bryant, As it is standing today, and I got a question. Once we do this inauguration, I got a question, dog, that we need to answer. But let's get the inauguration out of the way first. All right, I want everybody, is there anybody in land today that dispute that Stanley Dolomite Bryant is not the baddest top sportsman in the country? Let him speak now or forever hold his peace. Hold on. With nobody saying anything, I want to introduce the world to the new, the only top sportsman champion of the world, Stanley Dolomite Red.
Hey, man, hold up. Jay, hold up. I told you, okay. I don't like this motherfucker, but get Pro Stock Joe on this motherfucking phone, man.
You got to talk to Lady A. She ain't damn talking.
God damn it, get Pro Stock Joe on the phone so he can introduce me with this god damn it. All you got to do, once he do it, cut his mic so you won't be with that old dumbass lady.
Pro Stock Joe was on, but he chose not to speak.
He don't like Dolomite.
I'm not saying that, but he didn't say anything when I opened his mic. So if you all want to call him yourself and tell him to do it, that's fine.
Hey, Cat Man, get that motherfucker on the phone and let him do his job. I told y'all, we ain't got to like each other to do our job. That's his job.
Hey, Lady A, I'm going to announce it one more time. Would you please hit the applause button for me, please? Lady A?
Lady A, go in the private room, man.
I'll do that, but I already explained to you that this board is not working tonight, so you're going to blame it on me when it doesn't work. Go ahead.
Oh, and the board ain't work. Well, everybody, now, Stanley Bryant, let me ask you this question. Stanley Bryant. I want to make sure you got to make it official. Stanley Bryant, are you prepared to defend the Grudge Inc. Top Sportsman belt at all costs according to the rules?
Absolutely. Let's do it. It's a done deal, J-Bone.
Stanley Bryant, you do know that this is a target on your chest, and now that if you have accepted those responsibilities, I want to move right on to, and I need to get a ruling. Dog, you know me and you talk about this stuff often, dog, but you got to help me on this one.
Yes, sir.
Dog, let me ask you one question.
Yes, sir.
Is it fair for a man in a lesser class to step up to a higher class to try to champ? Now, let me give you an example. Hold on, dog, before you
answer. I hope you ain't talking about Wicked Bird.
Hold on, dog. If a man that's on 28.
Come on, man.
If he want to step up and try the man on 29 and defend the belt on, defend any 29 champ, is that possible?
All right, I'm going to answer, but if my lawyer is going to tell me, no, we don't supposed to do that. They still got to be on the same kind of shit. No, can't do it.
You saying a man can't step up in class?
No. No, we can't do it, Jay. If you're going to step up for the belt, you got to be in the same category with the person with it. If you're on 28 and beating them, that's good. You can't get the belt, though. You can put 29 on or whatever to get the belt if you're trying to say that. You got to be dressed just like they dress for to get the belt.
So a man on 28 can't challenge the man on 29 and take his belt, and then now
can't
when
take
he
his belt. He can challenge, but he can't take his belt.
Okay. Well, we got.
That's my ruling. My lawyer on the phone. If he got something to say against that, I want to hear what my lawyer got to say.
Yeah. Now earlier today, when we were talking to the committee, they said it's not fair for a 29 inch can't go down on 29 to a 28.
That's why they can't do it, Jay. It ain't fair for one to go down and one to go up. It ain't fair. If you're going to go up, you can challenge me all you want and beat the shit out of me every day, but you can't win that belt. The belt is for 29s. That's what they got to have 29s on. If the belt for 28s, you got to have 28s on.
Well, hold on. We got some folks I want to know. You know, Bobby Childs got – how long did Bobby Childs got to put in his request for a rematch?
He can put if you ask me now, Jay, he can put his request right now if he want to. Because we really, since we wasn't going to worry about it, we ain't got no picking order for that top sportsman bid right now. We don't have a picking order right now.
Yes, we do. No, yes, we do.
I do. You got to say Baldy already didn't call him and challenge him?
Baldy is waiting on hold now to lock him in. Baldy is waiting on hold that he's going to come on, that he want to lock him in. And the question is, with the fly or with the something too?
Well, then, if you know, the Dolomite has put me on retainer to be his lawyer now. So any questions
right
about that have to come through his lawyer first.
All right. Well, Baldy want to lock him in.
We'll lock Baldy in right now. We're running right now. We run him at US 19 Friday night.
Woo, woo. Well, hold on. We'll get him on in a minute. So just hold that thought for 1 second. Dolomite, you see that?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Lady A, can you open up? We got to talk to Bobby Child first. Lady A, can you open up Bobby Child's mic?
Oh, Jay, you got to spray some. You got to spray some. You got to spray some doggone repellent on his ass now because it's still wrong.
Lady A, Lady A, I need you to open up. I need you to open up Bobby Child's mic and open up Slouch's mic. But when you open up Slouch's mic, turn the whole on before we start talking. I didn't want his mic open. I don't know. Lady A said the boy ain't acting right, y'all. So, you know, Bobby done texted me about 1,000 times. He want to get a hold of the dog.
Let Bobby know now, since he ain't the champ no more, his ass got to wait. You don't got them. If he get on, now, Jay, to do it right now, otherwise you're going to have another lawsuit on your hands. You know damn well you got to ask Dolomite, can Bobby talk?
But hold on. Champ Dolomite.
Yeah.
We would like to get the victim of your fucking on to tell how the rape happened. Do you mind?
He got 1 minute.
He got 1 minute. Lady A, would you time Bobby Child with 1 minute and let's hear his side of the story. Bobby Child, are you there? Well, it's time to start it. God damn. Lady A, can you get the ex champ on for us, please?
He's on. If he's not speaking, that's not my fault.
Y'all know, y'all, Lady A got a damn attitude tonight.
Oh, hey. Hey. Hello. Hello. Hey, y'all know, give me 1 minute.
Don't give me 1 minute. He gave you 1 minute.
Okay.
Would you like to explain how this molestation took place?
I started at the bottom, now I'm still at the bottom. Oh, look at that. Hey, I want to say congratulations to Dolomite. You know, hey, I had a good time this weekend. I enjoyed Girl Think 1 year anniversary. Dog, you gave a good report. You in Thailand. But we did have some controversies. I'm going to take a minute. Give me a little bit more, Dolomite. We only had some, you know, that me and that damn ghost, he got mad with me. When I put his ass on the golf cart, made him sit down, and then I skipped and put him in Dolomite's car, and when I done the damn burnout, and Dolomite almost hit the damn wall, so, and when he stopped his damn brake, he threw the damn ghost out. And when they opened my door, let the smoke out, he hopped in my damn car. But see, the ghost is just programmed to mess your ass up. He don't care who you with. He doesn't give a damn. He just got one damn track line. Whoever car he get in, he gonna mess your ass up. So he's, you know, but anyway, he messed my ass up. But this is what I want to say in a short version. Before Dolomite take his short ass anywhere else, can I have another shot at his ass? I want another shot at Shorty. At Shitty.
You know, you got the champ get a chance to pick the date and time. Now, you got to ask the champ.
Well, I'm asking him. Champ?
Bobby Wildchild, I'll think about it.
Okay, man.
I got bigger and better shit. I'll think about it.
You'll think about it. Well, ain't nothing wrong with it. I know
that ass is wrong right now, and it hurt real bad. Cause, you know, ain't no staff to put on it or nothing.
You know what, Dolomite, I tell you, I'm going to give you two options.
What happened when you got that damn goat next to that damn bunny, that bird?
Well, you know, look here, I'm going to make two options to you. The first one, I run you with my son, G-Body. And the next one is, I'll give your ass.
You do what I say, boy.
Hey, and next time, I will give your ass a bike tie. How about that? I will give you the damn bike tie. Let me have your ass again, and damn it, I'll sit on your damn bike tie.
Hey, Bobby, I'm going to tell you what my daddy told me. Don't nothing hurt a duck but his bill. You want to give me the bike tie, I'm going to take it. time. So you gonna give me the back up? Come on with it, buddy.
Goddamn.
Okay.
Hey, hey, you better not talk too fast, Bobby. Bobby, you looking for two L's? Are you looking for two L's?
Well, look here. Hey, look here. Well, you know, hey, look here. Let me worry about them two L's, Jay Bond. I know you're the perfect.
Damn, Jay, everybody got an attitude with you this evening.
I know.
hey, look here. Look here. I'm going to tell you, that's just how confident I feel. Dolomite said he passed me. I don't know when. I get when we turn the damn return road. Cause when he came by me with his parachutes out, no, you're right. They were dragged to the ground. They never come out. How the hell did he pull up over them something before he went in there and one of them players?
hey, but look here, another thing. I'm glad to see Dolomite had his brother and his father out there too. So that Bobby, I think Bobby let him ease up on him some, so to make him look good.
Yeah, you know. Look here. I'll be honest with y'all. If I had to take a half with him, Dolomite is mad. I don't mind losing too. I mean, because he's a good guy. He deserves it. Just straight up and down. He whooped my ass, whatever. I mean, hey, I'm taking it like a man. Man, hats off to him. Top sportsman, champion of the world. Hey. And like I say, hey, man, enjoy the victory. And I'm going to tell you one other thing will come with that bill. Hear me. Everybody want a piece of your ass. Just remember that.
Hold on, Bobby. You sound a little. You were real happy the other day about that belt. Now you sound a little sad.
Well, I am sad. Hell, my belt. You know what? You know when it was a long ride back home. A long ride back home, dog. When we were coming back home, you know the ghost. You know he got in the truck. He was sitting in the back seat. We were coming on home, and then I got on his ass. He jumped out the damn truck. So I'm looking for my ghost. So if y'all seen him, send him to me. You know, you might have a hard time trying to see him, but let me know. But he jumped out the damn truck, so I don't know where he at. Dog, you can see him go sitting home. He mad as hell.
Dolomite, heard him put that film of what Bobby was talking all that shit now.
Hey, dog, I was looking for him to come out with a camera so I can show him that damn the victory, defeat there.
Hey, I look here. I told Dolomite, I said, look here, man. We're going to let Jay Vaughn present you the bet. Hell no! Give me that goddamn belt. I want it.
That one we should have had the
camera.
There you go.
Hey,
that one we should have had the
camera. That damn Dolomite was going to have him jump on his goddamn scooter, man, riding all around the place, man, with the belt on.
Hey, that's what you do when you win, ain't it?
That's right.
Yeah, I was acting normal. But, Bobby, this is what I'm going to do. See, this is what a true champion to do right here.
Mm-hmm.
Them belts are for the fans.
Right.
I'm going to put a post on worldjing.us on who the fans want me to see run. But to put you...
Okay. That's
two different
levels. What's wrong with you, y'all?
And I'm going to see fans want to see me run. Now,
your phone is
ringing
up.
What do you think, Jay Bone?
He's nervous, I guess.
Your fans want to see you run.
He said he's going to put a poll up on who they think they want to see him run.
I didn't understand that.
He said he's going to put a poll up on GrudgeInc.com and ask the fans who they want to run, who he should run.
Who are you talking about now? Dolomite said he's going to do that because he's a champ. Listen to me, Jay. The fans said you were the boss. Bobby, how long gonna take you to get your broke ass car fixed?
It's not, though. It might believe it or not. If it's not, you want you when you want to run?
Okay.
He bluffed. He bluffed
in advance.
When you want to run?
Hello. Hey, we gotta add. You know, Bald is in the background. Hold on, Bald is in the background. Atomic Dog said he'll take. He'll take Baldy.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Tom McDonald was already from Texas. I forgot about him. He was in taking pictures and everything, supporting. Jay's phone keep on going out. We got to get Jay a better phone, man. Is everybody's phone going out?
No. I'm trying to read the damn text. It said here. Hey, Lene, if you see Nard, open this damn mic. I can't read this shit. It says something like, tell, make sure he our name on his list, Jay, my call drop. Okay.
I thought
Nard was going to
be in Alabama.
Put Nard on the phone, lady, so we can get this shit straightened out. And all I know is that I got three calls this morning. Baldy, he said he got two calls that won't get a hold of that ass. The Tommy Dog and it was somebody else out of damn text me. It was four people trying to get a hold of the damn this morning.
The Bobby Charles? I mean, the Dolomite man?
Hey, all of a sudden, I know one thing. Let me get Nard on, but now, is Slouch on? Is Slouch, are you on? Lady, is there more Slouch? Did he open his mic?
Yeah, I'm here.
Slouch.
Hello?
Slouch, you there?
Yeah, hold on one second. I got the window down.
All right.
Yeah, I'm here.
Dolomite, you hold on one second, because I got Nard coming on here in a second. But Slouch. You said there's a hot wire. There's a hot telegram. Now tell me what's going on, Slouch. Number one, Slouch, y'all. Slouch, tell me what the message was.
Well,
there's a message to DJ Grant.
It's two. Yeah, it's a message for DJ Grant. Boost 12 and Turbo GT said on the 15th, both of them gang raping them.
It ain't going to be no gang rape, because by that time, me and Type Man going to get doggone DJ Grant in the gym. We're going to have his ass toughened up. Next time y'all fuck with him, he going to do something to it. All y'all motherfuckers up there.
Hey, listen, let me tell you this about DJ Grant. Every time somebody try to rape him, and they grab him around his neck and pull him in the room, he go ahead and pull all his damn clothes down and put grease on his ass. So, I don't know if they raping him or he raping them. I ain't sure. So,
you know,
I ain't sure if
Tilly
Boy, they better got
that
rub on, because DJ Grant gonna grab that dick.
Oh, goddamn. Hey, what happened to Type Man? I need Type. What happened to Type Man? He ain't on
that
no more.
And you know, Cold Killer, they locked up with Danye also.
Ooh, that's gonna be something serious, isn't
it? He ain't bullshitting
that.
It's going to be something real serious now.
That's going to be some serious shit down there. That's serious down there.
I got to jump on Cold Killer's dick now.
And we also got an S-10 down here, up here, that sits just like a crew chief. So he's waiting on crew chief also.
Crew chief going to blow his asshole out the socket. He's going to bust his bladder.
I know.
Crew chief going to bust his bladder.
Yeah, I just, you know, he's there looking for a race. I told him, but I already know how that truck run. That yellow truck ain't no joke.
Y'all mess around with crew chief if you want. A crew chief mad, too. He going to put that Johnson
on
your ass.
Hey, my phone breaking up, bro.
Huh?
And you also know that they got a big race coming up Sunday in Maryland. And I just found out that Tony Bynes going to be there with the Gangsta Boo too, and Danye also going to be there. So I'm quite sure them two going to tangle.
I doubt it. Tony Bynes going to blow his ass out. I'm just calling the way I see him. I ain't calling wrong race yet. If you had DJ Grant when they had 12 people in the dining room 28, I said the white boy's gonna win this one.
Yes,
why none? And that's what they did.
But now, what did you say before the race started in Macon?
Oh, I said a lot of shit now, Jay. About what though?
Yeah,
I damn sure didn't think Cole Killer was gonna do shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I ain't gonna lie. I didn't think Cole Killer was gonna do shit. See, that's something that came out the goddamn trailer, made a goddamn down Broadway wide the fuck open. I just gotta call it the way it was. Type man, I hear him back on that. Type man, just be honest. Did they have was some money changing hands between Saturday and Sunday, man? Man, it was so much goddamn money changing hands, man, I got a headache.
Hey, but now let me ask you, dog. You the pilot of Trey One Car. I mean, you L.A., you ain't no contender in nothing. You rolled over in Macon. You got
hold on now, Jay. You lie now. Jay, don't lie on me now. I the first motherfucker raced in Macon.
T5.
Hold on. Jay, get it straight now. I didn't roll over. I tried to lock T5 in Macon. He said he had the test. I tried to lock him in damn it, in Montgomery. He said he had the test. As he went out there and bought them damn people, them flames bought the people off the wall, I had the test.
I got to tell him, dog.
Go ahead.
What the hell happened?
I don't know. Jay's phone keep on going out. Oh, got that ragged ass piss on he got. Oh, that probably got. He probably eating them damn peanuts and shit. That spit some peanuts in the motherfucker.
Hey, dog. Didn't I tell you that ghost is missing? He messing with everybody and he's mad.
Yep, you can ask your business.
He's mad. I'm telling you. Y'all better send him on back home now. He gonna mess up shows and asses and everything, I'm telling you.
That Jay on the, another damn phone back there. Onion head, fuck him.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. See, they plot.
Y'all can leave doggone it. Y'all can leave motherfucking Dolomite alone. He gonna take him a 3-week vacation to Aruba, then he'll decide on who he wanna fuck up when he get back.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, hey, you know, I ain't rushing it. I mean, you know, I mean, you look here. Hey, I'm a like this. I am a firm believer. Whatever he decide, and I will agree totally with him. Me or somebody else, you know, hey, it's all good.
Damn, Bobby, I wish you had a law now, because you was funny as a motherfucker for you. You ain't funny tonight, no.
Look here, dog. That preparation ain't still in my ass. Hell, I can't move around that good. What you talking about?
Hey, no. Bobby Wildchild, they're going to be all right,
buddy. What up, Claude?
What's happening with it, dog?
Man, I wish you had made it back down there, man. I don't know. You might have been on DJ Grant and lost some money. I don't know.
Hey, dog. I went down with my boy, man. Hey,
you got fucked up twice.
Yeah. But that's why we won enough money goddamn Saturday.
I ain't like Clark. What them motherfuckers been like them crazy, man?
Don't kill a fucked up white boy.
Hey, they was been like they were going crazy when the damn Clark.
Mm-hmm.
I seen Tyke Man over there, goddamn it. A motherfucker just put some money not in his hand, in his arms. I said, God damn. He put it in his hand, he put it in his arms. I said, shit. I was out there, motherfucker, in Montgomery. A bitch stole $100 on me and didn't even tell me how he bet. So I was looking at it and telling him I ain't want to bet. And he said, damn, you got me. So I put it in my pocket. But now, if he had won, it probably been a fight. Because I ain't know the fuck he bet it. He put it in my hand. And I didn't know what the fuck he put it. I was saying, what this fuck? By the time I got that out there, he said, damn, you got me. I said, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was, you know, I wanted to make it back to Sunday, man, but hey, I heard it was a great event, you know. And he props out to everybody that made it, man.
Right, God, you right, man. Right. like I said, like Larry was always saying, they can say what they want, they can make jokes, including myself. We all make jokes, but, hey, man, that's what it's about. Everybody was there, man. We had a damn good time. It was a lot of racing. Now, they had a lot of grudge races that we didn't even report on. I thought somebody else was going to report on them grudge races, but it was a lot of shit going on, man.
Hey,
man.
That goddamn Giganta crew brought their motorcycle in warm money.
Goddamn
sure,
sure
did.
I guess you them don't be bullshitting when they come to a track.
No.
Hey, dog, that's the first time I'd have been to a track. When that man cock comes to the stage lane,
everybody
got
them. All them
about six women. He had about six women in the front of that motherfucker walking. Got them. They walked their summers down to the stage lane.
Goddamn right, now. I love that goddamn group. Them
that,
motherfuckers
that's
goddamn.
That's the ladies' gigantos.
Yeah.
But, dog.
Yeah.
Bell talked about when he ran up in Hood Rat out there running about the 220 to 300, every motherfucker on the side of the fence was ducking, wasn't it?
She was coming out from everywhere, wasn't it?
Hey, dog.
Hey, Clark, she was coming out from everywhere. We were, they must have thrown the goddamn spark plug, the crank, the crank crew and everything.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this up. Well, who's that making? I told somebody, I said, man, listen, did you hear them valves in that goddamn burnout? Hey, I gotta be burning that motherfucker out.
Hey, look at that, man. He went out there and made a test shot, right, Clark? They made a test pass, and goddammit, that bitch was flying in. Now, that's, I gotta admit now, the motherfucker was starting running some good numbers then. And he said, shit, we gonna turn it on up. I'm saying to myself, how much more are you gonna turn this bitch up? And when
okay.
they goddamn ran Hood Red, they must have did turn it up, because goddamn whatever they turn up, goddamn show turn out.
Hey, dog. I don't know the little Giganta that he drive Nasty Dog or Underdog, whatever the fuck his name, right?
That's Pooh, bro. You talking about
Pooh? Okay.
You talking about Pooh or 007? You talking about the skinny dude?
Yeah.
That's 007. That's 007.
Damn, he done lost weight. He told Giganta burning him so he finna knock Hood Red out, right? I'm telling the crowd, y'all, somebody let this prize winning Riga come through, right? So many $100 bills came at me, I ain't know what to damn do, right?
The damn show did, huh?
Hey, they was, like Don said, they was sticking them on my arm. I said, all right, come on, Giganta. So he got in the water bottle clock and he bucked that bitch out. And the little skinny dude messed around and pointed in the head like he was pointing at a motherfucker telling him, I'm going to kill you. And Giganta went back in the water box and heated them bitches up again. I thought that was John Force.
You ain't lying. Now. You got them sure right now.
That moment. I say, that's what I'm talking about. Old weak-ass pop going to take his $40 back from me and going to bet the way I'm betting.
Some old pop to be with nephew and him.
Yeah.
What's the name of that car? What's the name of that car, y'all? I'm sorry for putting y'all. But what's the name of that damn car? That mother that was real fast on 28. That every time he lit up off of it, he still running that damn 430.
White boys.
You talking about that black Camaro?
Yeah, that was a bad.
That black Camaro. You talking about black Camaro?
Yeah, that was a pretty. Hey,
that was a limited street car, OJ.
Yeah. No. On that race right there, right? I ain't know that car, right? I'm standing on the side talking shit. Yeah, I'm with the white boys. Man, they threw about $400 on me, and they was steady counting that money, right?
Yeah.
I said, they must be know something I don't damn know. Right? So I measure out, and I grab that little 320. The motherfucker that gave me the $20 back, they was steady trying to give me $100. I gave him the 20 back. You ain't going to jinx me. So, they took off, and I seen that bitch when he knocked them tires off. I knew what it was then.
Yeah. That was a motherfucker, that boy.
Hey, dog, I need for you to go and get my cousin Miss Pops. You and Gadget don't want none of these 5 o'clock. Not now, motherfucking day.
Hold on. Didn't you hear what I just said?
I
caught them planes and bunched about three motherfuckers on the sideline.
Yes, he did. Yes, he motherfucking did.
I heard T5 went down through there.
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't gonna tell you no lie, darling Clark. You ain't see Gadget when he pissed on himself, did you? I say, God, if you want them problems, he's like, come on.
But you know what? You know what though? The reason I'm still trying, he don't ever make a goddamn one out of about four or five good. But when he make one, it'd be a motherfucker. Like I told Jay, when Jay was finna get on my ass and finna get on my ass, Dad, don't you just back up. When I told him, I was going to run him in Macon. He was tested. I was going to run him in Alabama. He was tested. When he blowed that goddamn it, when he blowed that goddamn people off the wall with them flames, I'm finna go test.
Hey, dog, I called you. I said, dog,
T5,
I said, get your ass down,
dog.
Look at me.
No shit. I want none of them motherfucking problems. I gave myself some mall money and said, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, dog, hold on. T5, by the way. Lady A, please open up with T5. I sent you the text, Lady A. He got, T5, he let me see you face to face June 8th at the zoo. He said, Lady A, did you get the text, Lady A?
Make it so bad, T5 already. It's all right with me. We went to the hotel. That bitch trying to pay for my room. I'm saying to myself, this bitch might be scared of me, or he just feels sorry for me, so I ain't let him do it.
No, dog. Hey, dog. He's going to fuck you one way or the other.
Hey, Dolomite, what you trying to say?
Type man, you ain't
got to worry about nobody fucking Dolomite when he go to prison. Cause much of these shit, ain't nobody gonna want that ass.
He's safe.
Hey, Big Clark,
you
got Big Clock.
Hey, Jay.
I got a correction, Jay, on some of that stuff Dawg said. We got down to making, standing on the wall, and I told Dawg. He said, after the D-body race, I got in the D-body race, and he got dang said his collar broke. So now he said his collar broke. Only time next time I seen Dawg was Applebee's eating some damn cheese sticks.
Friday night, I come down and fuck you up Friday straight off the trailer.
I tell you what you do. Since you arrive this time, you come on down the county line anytime this week, and I'll fuck you up.
Well, hey, T, we done already went through our free fight, a race.
We ain't
I already called uncle. So what the hell you want me to run your motherfucking mouth for?
You ain't winning this, dog.
What else you want me to
do? Listen, dog, you ain't winning this,
so
I'm going to fuck you up. Whenever you get
ready,
whenever you
get
ready,
I'm going to
fuck you up.
Uncle.
Hey, you need to be addressing Gadget Weekend, because Gadget pissed on himself.
No, we already, me and him already, we locking in for a date on Memphis. We going to Memphis. Yeah, me and him going to get it out of Memphis.
What it is, 25th?
I don't know when it is. See, I ain't worried about it. I got a
28, 29.
Motherfucker, if you want to do it on the 25th, lock the fuck in. Fuck it. I'm tired of your mouth now.
Oh, shit.
Lock in the 25th what? Memphis?
In Memphis. You talking about up there at Holly Springs, right?
No, he's talking about you.
Oh, okay. My fault. I let your motherfucking ass live another goddamn month.
Yeah, I know.
Well, see, now, hey, T, one thing about it, I can still talk much shit as you can talk, because ain't even one of us doing damn thing.
No, but that's what, like Jay just told y'all at the race, count it up, dog. Y'all motherfuckers ain't never beat me. I'm the motherfucker you got to beat.
I already said that, sir. Every time I run you, you done fuck me up. I ain't ashamed, okay, bitch. So, I told you, like, remember when we said, when you fight a motherfucker, if you don't whoop his ass right, you got to whoop his ass every day? Well, I'm that motherfucker. You got to whoop his ass every day, bitch.
Let me tell you something. You ain't short the other night, bitch. You are that little short 2 feet tall Sherman motherfucker.
Listen to me real good. T5, we don't have to argue no more, because I got mutual respect for you now. When I wanted to run you, you didn't want to run. When you wanted to run me, I didn't want to run. So what the fuck are you running your big suckers for now anyway?
That's a damn lie.
You didn't want to run me till you made that last shakedown pass. When you made that last shakedown pass, my goddamn fucking my star fell off the car.
Now let me tell you something else, J-Bone. listen, it's okay for dogs to say McLean man got a whip, right? But dog, you just got one thing, huh? We went to two tracks in 2 days, and somebody ain't show up, and they had both of them red fishes out there, and they ain't show up.
Who didn't show up?
Oh, Jay, you want to elaborate on that?
Who didn't show up, well, Dante?
Dante didn't show up. I know I dug in my pocket because they Dunye had locked in T5 and Big Low.
And Dunye didn't show up.
Not only did he show up, he's supposed to show up. He's supposed to show up fast, and then we're supposed to take it and follow you back all the way down that road where you was driving 200 miles an hour. And then he's supposed to do it.
You better be glad it was me instead of Black Man. Black Man got that was pulling more shit than me, and I couldn't even keep up, and I wasn't pulling shit.
Hey, then we supposed to do it again over there
at Stunner Race, right? He ain't show up. It's bad when you don't answer your phone when your friend calls you. That's like Black Man calling me and don't answer the phone. How the hell this man is? I
got a raise to no answer his phone.
Hey, T5.
Yes, sir.
I apologize. You look goddamn good. I did not want that trouble for anybody out there. I almost talked myself into an ass whooping. I did not want that trouble after you made that shakedown, sir.
I appreciate it, dog. Man, you know it's been a long time coming, man. You know we just
out
here trying to have a little fun.
Hey, but T, let everybody know that we ain't mad at each other, because I don't know if you heard my race report. I told him about when we went to that hotel, and I just hadn't told T. I said, T, them bitches can change their race the way they want to. We was out in the parking lot finna go somewhere else. What that lady did, T5?
That damn Indian lady ran. I said, oh, no, come back. How much you want to pay? I don't say shit. I'm going to pay goddamn nothing. She said, what? You tell me what you want to pay? She said, dog, they pick her up. Oh, what about 50? Dog said, okay, we'll take that.
I was just talking about it. That lady tried to charge. Hey, I'm going to show you how dumb she think we is. She said it'll be $70, right? We said, no, we ain't paying that much. She going to go get a coupon. Type man, listen to this now. At first she said $70. She going to get a coupon and come back and tell me, well, you get this coupon for $69.99. Bitch, that ain't but a penny difference. She said, we don't want that shit. Yeah, I'm serious, man. She come back with a coupon that's $69.99, man.
You won't put that, dog. You won't put that, dog.
She had just told us that she could come back with a coupon to say it was a one penny.
Nice. Do it a favor, man. I'll tell you, let me tell you the other thing. She stressed that checkout was at 11 o'clock right now. So my cousin had came up with a rule, right? Yeah. So the next morning we get up, Coochie say, hey man, we gotta go. I say, dog done called me, man, I'm gonna get a check out. So I get ready to call the eyes in the room because they say, no, I'm gonna call. She pick up the phone and call for a late check out. Let her say, yeah, you can get a late check out. No problem, man. So you must see that corner in the little right corner, right there, they with us. They call for a late check out. He goes, no, 11 o'clock, 11. They check out. Faster than me, and you know dog got a little limp. By the time I got out of that way, Coochie was right. coochie seen dog. I'm walking behind the dog. He walking faster than me. By the time I got to the truck, coochie's up there. What happened? Dog done got in the truck and then pulled off. Come on, bitch. I said, damn, what happened? Coochie's like, dog said, oh, I ain't saying that much. Fuck that. That bitch passed. She done told me to shut up. She gonna call the police. I'm gone. I don't understand. I said, yeah. I'm about to leave this. Go.
Damn, Jay, we done took over your show tonight, and you ain't get a chance to hear no jokes or nothing.
Yeah, hey, I'm glad, because I never ain't tired, but now, all the boys in North, my word on the street, they got them wearing me out. But I got slouch. I got slouch on.
Slouch said, goddamn it. Everybody going to be betting on Dunye. Tyke Man, get that brick struck, and let's go over there. Everybody going to be betting on Dunye. Cole Killer going to go over there and fuck him up.
Hey,
what's Slouch?
Hey,
Slouch,
you still on the phone?
Who that? Talking about Slouch?
Yeah, is he still on?
I don't know. Tyke Man still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Get that goddamn killer pole whoop done, yeah. That'd be a good one, but I still like killer though.
Hey, Jay, this out. Jay, where B is at? I think that's Bill's buddy. Where B is at? Let me get Bill's on.
I think Bill and Kimo over there fucking each other.
Ben's wife in time, so he needs a family time. Y'all got to leave Ben alone.
Oh, shit.
Hey, deliver them fishes. Hey, deliver them fishes.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Yeah, he and my coach killer for the same money. He know what I'm talking about.
Uh-oh. What type man at? I'm right here.
You type man, Mike.
I'm listening. I'm just saying, like... Hey, are you weak, bitches?
Oh, shit.
Hey, are you weak, bitches? All you weak bitches and girls raising. How y'all doing?
Hey, dog, I'm going to call you what they call you on the internet. What's up, dick rider?
Yeah, I'm a dick rider. Hey, I'm a dick rider. Ain't that some shit, dog? I'm a dick rider.
Hey, they don't understand, though. They don't understand, though.
They ain't got no clue what the fuck going on. But all they got to do is hit their pockets one time and see what outcome out of stuff. One of the two.
Was any money being passed around at the track, man?
Oh, man. Yeah, man. That's why I'm a dick rider.
You ever came to my driver, man. I don't know which way you'd have bet it, but they was passing around there too, boy.
I was straight, dog. I ain't need no more. Them donations were wonderful. I ain't had a donation like that, dog, since Jackson 2 years ago. That's a beautiful donation.
Hey, no, did we have a good time down there in Macon, man?
Had a great time. Had the best Jeep bodies in the grudge game now. All
hey, dog. Hey, dog, let me tell you something, man. You bullshitting how to talk a cat off a fish truck.
I was going to get to that motherfucker. You fucked that shit up. Damn, I was going to bring that in later, man. I was saving some of my shit.
Hey, dog. Hey, listen, dog. You're the only one who fucked my day up. I bet with your weak ass and lost my motherfucking $20 on the buy. You weak bitch.
Hey, well, come on, dog. Hey, dog, tell the story why we did it, though. Go on, tell the story now.
Well, you wanted to make a little action. I mean, you told me not to bet with you, dog. You said you were trying something.
Yeah,
you told
me
the reason why, and I said, fuck it, I'm a bet with you anyway. Because it was Tony. You know, I'm a bet anyway. But I got all that back from prime time.
I told him about Jamie them passing the fuck out, man. Them bitches lost a grip down there, boy.
I was surprised Jamie bet like that. I was surprised with Cowboy and Tony. But Jamie kind of sharped me a little bit.
Them bitches passed out for real. Everybody think I was bullshit when I was getting that report. Them bitches passed the fuck out for real.
Hey, I'm not talking about how much you bet. I was one of the reasons why he was betting. That's what I was talking about. I wasn't talking about Jamie can't bet no money.
You want to know the reason that they was betting like that? Because the white boys done blew their ass a whole lot for a year. You would have been with them too, motherfucker.
But now I'm going to be honest with you now. I'm going to be honest with you. No, I can't be. Because I was going to say they didn't see the pass at Sturgeon. But they seen the goddamn pass he made down to Macon that damn day. They seen that pass.
Hey, but dog, now tell the truth. The white boy car looked a whole lot better Sunday than it did Saturday, didn't it?
A hell of a lot better. But Phil, I didn't want to tell. Anyway, I don't know if it's a secret or not. Phil said he had rewired the shit and had the shit tied the wrong way. He said he fucked up.
I don't think I can tell you that motherfucker was screaming.
Goddamn right.
Goddamn. That bitch was screaming.
Phil said he fucked up and had the wires tied in the wrong way on the nitrous on some shit.
I talked to him, but you know.
But like you said, it was a whole new car Sunday though.
Damn sure was.
Is Nard still on it? Nard.
Yes, sir. What's going on? Hey,
what I'm trying to say, man, I don't know if you remember the beginning, but all the shit we be talking about, girls, you can just hear. But, man, we had a good time with a fucked up ass weather in Macon. We had a good goddamn time in Macon, and we had a damn good time in Montgomery, man.
When it was cloudy, I had brought that shine with me. I knew I was going to have a good damn time anyway.
but listen. This is the ironic thing. People take that shit so personal, man. It's just grudge talk. Isn't it? I don't talk about it. I'm not saying weak bitches. That's just grudge talk. But listen, man. And if people get on the internet taking that shit the wrong way, all the best G-bodies in grudge racing were there. Except Mr.
Goddamn
Boo.
Goddamn right.
Except
goddamn right, man.
Except the Gangsta Boo. And they
we understand that, but what we're saying, we understand that. In other words, goddammit, it wasn't no slouches out there, motherfucker.
Oh, no. That was a who's who of G-body the grudge game. All the cars were there. Like I said, Giganto, I got to take my hat off to them. They took care of business, man.
Mm-hmm.
They blowed his little asshole out. Ain't no sense me lying. They blowed his asshole out. I talk a lot of shit, but I will give credit to greater due. Giganto,
hey.
Them, man, them dudes
hey.
Come thick, man. Them dudes
hey,
are family,
you know,
man.
They turned the W on, but now... Low was going on their ass. You, I don't know what.
Hey, listen, Ty. What's my rule in grudge racing?
Damn, how you start? Who turned that W on?
Damn, how you start? How you finish?
Yeah, you got a point there, though.
Dog got about 3:30. Dog said, man, fuck the motherfuckers, buddy. Let me turn this
Hey, I went down with you, dog. You know I'm going down.
I know you did, Ty.
Hey, listen, Cowboy, Jamie, Tony, all of them. Who you like? Giganto or dog? I said, well, shit, I like dog. Bet. They trying to hog me in. I said, listen, man, I'm going to bet a few dollars with dog. I'm betting with dog because I'm betting with dog. I said, I think Giganto right now got a better car. I'm just betting Willie Dog, beat him on the tree, and maybe Giganto will spin. Shit, Larry can't pull it. Larry like a motherfucker Mister going down to that motherfucker. No. Hey, did you check that motherfucker wild dog? Because that bitch had a nudge on.
Hey. Now you must have got a convertible from behind a goddamn 830 this motor, man.
Hey, no, I know my album's good. Tony said that's why he bet it, because he said, really, Giganto ain't got no good nitrous converter.
Don't tell him that, because that bitch flying with that motherfucker he got.
Hey, Ty,
I was just going to say that. If he ain't got no good nitrous converter, I hate to see that motherfucker when he get one.
Hey, Clark, I'm not trying to be funny and tell no secrets, though. You ought to be able to tell it, don't.
I need you to do me a favor. I need to call the woo-woo man, because that shit was weak this weekend, man. I need you to call the woo-woo man. Yeah, we're weak this weekend.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what? You tell the truth, man?
Yeah, man, motherfucker.
I call that bitch now.
I'd have some better shit from him before.
Yeah. The woo-woo man...
Yeah, he needs to tighten up, man.
He about on 75%, dog, for real.
I done had him on 100% before. They're about
y'all want to put him on blast? Y'all want to get him on the phone?
Yeah, you need to get a woo-woo on the phone. You know we can't talk about nobody without getting him up on the phone.
But, dog, he don't know what he's trying to do. He don't realize that everybody knew he was on 75%.
Oh, shit. In other words, he's trying to increase his profit by cutting the shit, huh?
Yeah.
I used to drink a teaspoon with that shit, goddamn it, it had me woozy, man.
Hey, dog, you know, I know, because I come from a long line of alcoholics. Long line.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He was on 75% for real now.
Well, all y'all like all the goddamn shit know.
Cross the board. I'm talking about cross the board. All the Kool-Aid and the damn woo-woo juice. Both.
Hey, and that goddamn lemonade one. Okay, you're right.
I'm just telling you, across the board.
Hey, you know who said today for me? My brother said today for me.
What he did, bro?
That motherfucker 1,000% proof he got.
Boy, I can say. Hey, Jay, we ain't got nobody else out there want to talk, man, beside us.
Lady, they won't tell me shit. I ain't got no board in front of me. Big Claude, you got the board up?
Hey, Big Claude.
No, I got
the board up. What's going on,
your mic is open.
What's happening? What's happening?
I don't know, man. They say we can't be partners because you live in Mississippi and I live in Florida. These motherfuckers don't understand. They think it's all about racing. Boy, there's some dumb motherfuckers in this world, ain't it?
I got to say it. I think it's appropriate. Get somebody else on there. Grilla Jean just celebrated a good anniversary to me, and I said it myself. I would like to hear some outside people besides that's not in Grilla Jean.
And I want to apologize to all the Grilla Jean members, man, you know, all my friends. I had a problem with the midget group to come on that Sunday. They had a scheduled prior appointment for a bar mitzvah, and they couldn't make it. and I want to apologize, y'all, because I had
to. Quit making jokes, man. We trying to get some outside in. Whoever got a board up, get somebody that's not in Grudge on there, let them tell us about the show. We want to hear all sides, if they got anybody.
Hey, dog. Ain't none of them over here to watch, but they got their head with the weekend.
Hold on, Claude. Hey, Claude, what's your partner name you called me with? But talking to my little midget girl, man. What her name?
Sly?
Sly. See, hey, dog, I'm not bullshitting. If you think I'm lying, ask Claude. hey, dog, I have a call you tonight, dog.
No, I don't want no black midget. I do a white midget. I ain't finna do no black midget.
Dog, I ain't met white midget yet, dog. Hey, dog, I ain't met the white midget yet, dog. I was just trying to say
them black ones look real funny, man. They look too masculine.
No, she don't look funny, dog. She don't look funny.
I don't want it now,
dog. She kind of muscle
now, dog. I have flashbacks, man.
Hey, no.
Yeah, yeah.
No, let me ask you a question, dog.
Yeah.
Can you really visualize dog with a midget?
I don't want to say what I want to say, right? I told him a story, called him a story about I'm already short. I ain't number maybe about 5 inches taller than him. And I had a little problem. I can imagine dog with him. Dog might get 3-4
cases. Ain't no problem, really.
Here's the problem.
Give him over the leg. You ain't got to be able to do it. Then you even got an over on.
Come on, buddy, dog. Hey, tell about you.
I got put in jail because he hit one in the head or some shit. He thought he was trying to stick a dick in the mouth. Let me be quiet, man.
No, man, we're playing pin the tail, man. And I missed Ryan and hit the goddamn girl in the eye. I'm out on ball right now, dog. Hey, dog, I'm out on ball right now.
Damn.
Hey, dog.
Yo.
Hey, the way just whatever be like. She's
going to
be at Jack on Thursday waiting on you.
The one out?
The waitress from Applebee's said she's
going to
be at Jack on Thursday night waiting on you.
She white?
The one from Applebee's,
dog. Oh, you talking about the one with the
teeth in the front? The one with the
teeth, yeah. You talking about the one with the bad teeth in the front? Don't nobody want that fat motherfucker. Hey, but you know what, though? What are you trying to say, though? She wasn't pretty. She wasn't fine. But that bitch knowed how to make a motherfucker leave that tip, though. Because she damn sure made us feel like we all was kings. Should I left that motherfucker a $7 tip, man.
Woo. Yeah, she did her job.
No, I'm not even asking anybody. I tell you, she did her job, now. And Ray was kind of with that ugly-ass tooth in the front.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Yo.
Hey, how much tip you left
her? $7.
The whole $7 tip? $7
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hey, man, $7 is a lot. Do you realize how many motherfuckers come in and leave a dollar?
Yeah,
Hey, dog, yeah, don't feel bad. Hey, dog, don't feel bad. You never said my left a 41, a 39, a 40 or something. She came out the door and told somebody, Dolomite or something. That was the biggest tip ever. Dolomite came out, what she gave her? I think it was Dolomite, I said, I gave her $400.
Yeah, you gave her that much tip?
Yeah.
Goddamn, well, you was balling, boy. Cause you, that bitch tried to pay for my hotel room.
Man, no, man. Man, we was having a good time, man. We, like
you
said, we did a fellowship, man. That's all it was.
I damn sure was. I called that bitch up the next morning and woke his ass up because I know that bitch was still asleep.
Hey, dog. No. You like the fellowship manager, dog.
Come on now, Clark. Don't put me in that bullshit of the fellowship. I always do what I do. It don't never bother me. It's just funny how people be talking about it. I mean, it don't know that bother me because I know fellowship is good.
Okay, Nick,
yeah.
Listen
here, big homie. Listen, I ain't know
you was on the phone, dog. You know I
would have
got you by that haircut. But next
time you see dog,
I'm gonna get him one of them
shoe boy
haircuts like you got, man.
Don't
worry about it. I'm gonna have him looking
just
like.
Hey, Clark,
don't
have
to pay for the hair
price
for his haircut, man. Hey,
I know y'all like
that
shit.
Y'all
like
this
style,
man. Shit, me, man. She got pregnant.
Hey, I'm enjoying the damn show myself.
Goddamn, Jay.
What's next?
Shit.
Hey, Jay. Yeah.
When that show in Memphis, Jay? The 29th or 28th? What is it?
The 29th. That's Saturday.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure so it could be off that Monday. Okay, all right.
Let me ask you something. What you going to do to 901 Bad Boys when you get there?
Put that hook in them. I want that little car they got, Junior, the little Mustang they got.
Oh, dog, on the 29th, goddamn, Memphis, Tennessee is getting invaded, goddamn it.
The 29th or what? June or July?
June.
29th,
dude,
that's a Saturday. That when y'all gonna send them assassins there on Weed Ass?
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Bullshit.
Hey, wait, where we at, man? Get Weed on the phone, man.
Please do.
Yeah, we need to fuck with these motherfuckers that got the asshole blowed out. I'm the only dude on the phone got my asshole blowed out.
Hey, that is fucked up. That is fucked up.
Yeah. Another time, all them bitches been on the phone.
Well, dog.
Oh, that weird. Okay, I've been saying, get Weed, make sure you get Weed on there.
Hey, they got that
Weed
hiding in the bushes.
Shit, I know Weed was man. Hey, T5.
Yo.
Now, Weed lined me up. I didn't have that Alligator on then. I just see, can I get on the track? Weed lined me up. Don't make me put that Alligator on your motherfucking ass. I'll flame up on your motherfucking ass.
Martin, Michigan, Showdown in Motown.
On that following Sunday, June 16th, 901 Bad Boys will be hosting an event in Holly Springs, Mississippi. Welcome to tonight's show, guys.
Back here with me, man.
Uh-oh.
Hey, dog, what you think about that?
I think that's kind of sexy there, mate.
You see, Lady A be throwing nine, man. Lady A be throwing nine. Wick, did you hear that, Wick?
Yeah, Lady A got it sounding good.
Hey, Wick.
Hey,
Wick, Junior got oil pressure?
No.
Junior? Junior, that weak bitch, Junior. That little weak bitch you got, Junior. You got oil pressure.
Nah, it'll have oil pressure in a couple by the weekend.
Okay, you know I got me. You gonna have a date in Tennessee now? Up there at your home state, your city. I'm gonna put it on for your city.
What you got?
Star suspension, twin eights, small block, Mustang.
Okay, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, we gonna do that. I know you ain't gonna fight down with shit.
Matter of fact, they need to get that small block stock suspension Mustang. They owe me that lockup money. They need to get him on the phone.
I don't know.
On what race? Are you talking about K-Daniel? No, I'm talking about Big Wayne from
White Trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, they damn sure owe that lockout money. God damn it. Tell them whatever bank they did with. Give me a bank. Give them that goddamn account number. It ought to be there in the morning, motherfucker.
There you go.
Is that right, Mike?
Yeah, that's
how it goes,
man.
Hey, T5. T5
still
on the phone?
Yeah, 5 out of 4.
God damn it, playing in his ass because he's nervous.
Oh, shit.
No,
T5.
You gotta organize
a
race, dog. You can organize
a race. I'm saying, T5 got the phone.
Oh. Now, hold on a minute. Hey, I want y'all to go back. I might need a job. What you just said, Whit?
You know how to organize a shootout, a race, man. I ain't gonna lie. You organize a shootout there.
Yeah,
you
done a good job, dog. A hell of a job. Hey. I forgot to even tell you that. You're right, Whit.
Appreciate it, man. And I told the motherfucker, I was finna scratch. Hey, I forgot to tell y'all, I was finna scratch Big Low. I said, you got goddamn it 2 minutes to get around there. Big Low came around the goddamn corner so fast he like to ran over the golf cart, man. But I mean, what I'm trying to say, I wouldn't be nasty, but you know, you gotta do it was fair for the goose, fair for the gander. But I'm glad you said that, because a lot of motherfuckers don't understand that. If you put the rules out and make the motherfuckers go by them, they'll do it. Whit tried to get sick. I said, Whit put two cars in, right? I said, all right, Whit, you finna draw. Whit finna draw. I said, hold up. Which car you drawing for, motherfucker? Because Whit could have drawn whatever he put on who he wanted to put on.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
You wasn't supposed to tell that, goddamn it.
That's
a secret in the game, my God.
But most of them shootouts, I'm going to be running them, so Whit, but Whit was slick. Whit noticed, Whit probably said, that motherfucker got me, because that damn shit was like, I'm going to be,
exactly.
I had to run, it was going to be where Carl was going to run him with.
Hey, Whit, you kept DJ Grant then. Now, you just gave DJ Grant some bullets. He kept his own damn self.
I gave him some birth certificates.
Hey, Witch, you ain't got to do my boy like that, man.
He said it was birthday. I gave him a birthday ass for him. Hey, he took him so bad. Hey, DJ Grant took so long to get back around, and I said, goddamn. He went to goddamn and does that safer.
Okay.
Hey, all jokes aside, though, why DJ Grant on here tonight? He's supposed to come on every show. Every Girl Jinx show and thank everybody on every show.
Nah,
not
he's supposed to come on. He's supposed to come on every goddamn show.
He's supposed to be on every motherfucking show.
Yeah, get his red light. Hey, dog, get his red light ass on.
Kumbaya. Kumbaya. Yo, man, what's up, everybody? What's happening?
Hey,
man. Hey, I got... Yes, sir.
Hey, Summer, you either have peanut butter, no jelly, or bring car going down the track, no eyes, goddamn eyes, no thing.
Hold on, Tyman. One thing you can say this time, he had his money.
Okay. So I'm gonna say, let me tell you something, dog. It's hard to break a man in his hometown now, in his home area.
Now, let me tell you something. That motherfucker had his purse. I went over there and told him I needed that goddamn $2,500 to get a field. He goddamn it whooped it out.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. Man, we all have learned from AKA.
He's a damn
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll. Hey, Nard. I have a show tomorrow. I got a big announcement tomorrow, and I owe Nard a goddamn steak dinner. I said if I have a show tomorrow, because I was gonna come on Glory Jean show tonight and let y'all know I was quitting, but I changed my mind. I think. But anyway, hey man, let DJ Grant go ahead and do this, man. Go ahead, DJ. We don't know you, motherfucker.
Let me say. You can't quit every other month now, every 60 days.
No. I went. What I'm saying is, I was finna quit the radio show shit.
No, Bob, you can't quit.
Let DJ Greg talk, Tyke, man. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
Yeah, first of all, I went on the board, both boards, Grudge Inc. board and Grudge Wrestling board, and I first got to give thanks to Jesus Christ, our Lord, for giving us a good, clear day, man, because, you know, weather was looking crazy. And, I definitely understand to a lot of people that wanted to travel that, you know, looking at how the weather could be or was in Macon, and just was like, you know, it's a long way to drive, but I got to give big props for all the people that still came on and made the trip anyway. I appreciate everybody, man, for the support and the love and coming on in Alabama. I've been getting phone calls all day. I mean, the Alabama fans really, really, really appreciated and loved everything that went on yesterday in Alabama. I enjoyed myself. It was something I wish if I even had no car, so that would have been a race I would have wanted to just be at and just attend, because we really had a good time yesterday. And it's just a prime example of, you know, when we all together, man, we really have a good time. And, we do what we do, but the more and more we do stuff like this and get together, man, all this political bull crap and BS, you know, that's the stuff that we ain't have none of that yesterday. Everything was just all love, grudging and racing and just having a good time, man, fellowshipping and racing, you know. So that being said, I definitely can't thank everybody enough, you know, for coming out and showing support. And I just really appreciate it, man. I really do. Everybody.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
DJ, we just sent him a text that he appreciates you too.
Yeah,
and y'all notice
how
Jake can get some texts real fast when he want to get them, and the ones he's supposed to get, he don't ever get.
Okay. We just sent him the damn text, man, and he really appreciates DJ Grant.
Man.
I got 100.
Hey, coming back on Jake. DJ Grant got his ass whooped on every goddamn thing he pulled in there yesterday.
Yeah, I got 100 to the first person. I don't know who I need. Put me in the private room. I got $100 to the first person to tell me why DJ Grant red light.
I already told you why he red light.
I don't know.
I said DJ Grant, we're going to give him a pass. We had a petition to put his ass on probation, but I told Jay to take it off. Because DJ Grant, he was so concerned about pleasing everybody, his mind just went on his own shit.
that ain't it, dog. I need another person.
Uh-oh.
I just know do you or don't you appreciate DJ Grant?
There goes Jay starting some shit again.
Hey, Wick, let me ask you something, Wick.
I don't know why he red lighted.
Why?
juice got in his eye.
That was Bo Nigga gonna come on in and say now. Bo Nigga gonna come on in and say that though.
Man, please, come on, man.
He had just had his ass fixed, and then Kendo just
While we on impasse, Jay, everybody that ain't talking, if we hear this background or mute your phone, and we need to bring this up because he did Buck Naked feel like he was did wrong because the people didn't wait. Do everybody on this phone now, Race, understand people don't have to wait on you when you're something wrong with your phone?
That's
a courtesy.
That's driver courtesy, dog.
Yeah. Somebody else needs to say it. I said it earlier, but somebody else needs to say that. People thought we were doing them wrong, but that's a curse.
No.
They don't have to wait on your ass.
No. Yeah, his transmission was broke anyway. He didn't have no minor problem. He had a major problem. But I do want to say, I want to give props out to Butt Naked. Butt Naked sounds like he don't let Butt Naked fool y'all.
I told you, Naked want to go now. He just don't want to go outside of Alabama, but he want to go.
Nah, I don't know. Yeah, right. I ain't talking about wanting to go, but I'm talking about, like, he don't know his shit, or he got some backyard shit, or some shit like how he be sounding, like he just dumb and don't know shit. He had me going for a minute, but I'm going to knock his ass off if he get in the way again.
Oh, shit.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Hey, Wynn. Why was you running the radios yesterday? I just want to know. I mean, listen, it's a secret or something.
That's the
tight one. I thought we could get out on the radio.
No, I just was wondering, you know, I just wondered. I seen Ray, because a motherfucker was betting, and then he put up the bet. And he said, no, I can't bet on Wynn. He got them fucking radios in.
Yeah, I don't know. The track was good for the radio. I don't know why I was having problems.
Couldn't
get down yesterday, but the track was fine. It had a lot of rubber.
That was another thing I was going to bring up. Some people saying Macon track was damn good, too, for the rain we had all day. Macon track was damn good. And Montgomery was damn good.
Montgomery was prepped more like fuck.
I thought Wick was going to be able to get down because, shit, I ain't had my shoes strung up and damn it, if I ain't walk out them two or three times.
Yeah, the tight kept asking, you gonna, I said, oh, we're going to get in. But I don't know. You going to be with the car or the tuner? I don't know.
We're
going
to pick her up if she wants to go straight to work.
Hey, Wick, you want to know why Butt Naked went red, right? I meant not Butt Naked, DJ Grant, right?
Yeah.
Now, you take yourself out of the 901 Bad Boys camp. If you had to get beside that monster, what the fuck would you do?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Okay. Shit, that car got down on the radius.
Yeah, it did. That's what I was wondering. I don't know what we was doing with the mother. I don't know. He did motherfuckers there a whole lot bigger.
I wasn't going to say that, DJ.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. I really don't know. I don't know. I really wish somebody could look at the ticket. I swear, man, I know that second time I was supposed to go red, man.
Hey, Stoner, the second time we got to that,
I looked up there
and
seen it right
wrong
on already. I said, God damn.
Now, son, I'll tell you what, your car looks good, man. Your car looks good. I must give you credit on that. But the problem wasn't the car. It was in between the steering wheel and that goddamn seat, man. Pull that seat on the other goddamn side, son, and you go along for the ride. Hey, dog.
Hey, tell me, I'm kind of dumb. What's between the steering wheel and the seat, Ty? What's between the steering wheel and the seat? I'm a kind of dumb. What's between the steering wheel and the seat?
I think his name is DJ Grant. And dog, he normally cuts damn good lights now. He normally cuts damn good lights.
Hey, man. I'm trying to chop it.
I knew the first time it just rocked and it went in deep. I still tried to hold, because I didn't really feel like I wasn't trying to say the guy wasn't no threat, but I just didn't feel like he was a threat, and I thought I was kind of leaving late, but I guess it just
I don't know
if it's just rocking a little too much when I don't know.
Not my two kids, brother.
I think Stunner rocked bad on the second time too.
Now see if somebody tells them this is what it's happened. I can tell you exactly what happened. Stunner seem like you go you don't catch it just right when you try to
put your phone on mute, Larry.
See what happens. As soon as you tip that bulb, it seems like it rolls forward a whole other damn what you call it. That's why you hit
it.
That's something is rolling. It's doing.
Don't catch
your
arm frame at the right time. Well, you should have catch it. Basically, what I'm saying is, when you go up on your whatever you be going up on that brick or whatever, see, you should have the bottom light shouldn't be on it at all, and it'll push you right into it. Because what happens is when you flicker that bulb, you do that and it goes over for some more.
Yeah.
But Stoner, you're looking good now. They talk that shit if you want to.
They got
you're looking good.
Yeah, I have to make some baby steps. All I can do is what I can do.
All jokes aside, now this ain't no joke. But Tyke Man, I want you to tell the truth. This ain't no joke though. But did you know the Stoner had never did get fucked up the whole day?
No, it didn't, dog. It didn't. He had just had got them little pink rolls out of it.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And looking like goddamn Big Perm. I meant Big Perm.
Yeah.
I've noticed that motherfucker. I kept watching. The motherfucker wasn't sweat. His goddamn curls didn't come out. I'm saying, how this motherfucker do this shit? He must got a stylist or something walk around with him. Every time he go in the trailer, they do something.
Get you. Man, crazy.
Hey, Doc, what you think about old Buck Naked? How he was looking?
Buck Naked and DJ Grant, if they ever get their shit together, somebody going to be in trouble. But, see, DJ ain't going to never get his shit together. He ain't got no rough neck in his camp to make him goddamn. See, DJ got that dumbass boy with Bill, which is a good helper. That's all he is. But DJ ain't got nobody else to goddamn to take care of all the rough house shit. He need another man in his camp.
Okay, DJ, you know, I seen what I need to goddamn gonna take you on as a client. But the first, before you do that, this is what you got to sign this contract saying. I will leave King Kong alone.
Yeah. I can't do it. I can't do that type.
hey, wait. They got them 902. Hey, where the money at? I had so much money better on Giganto. I said, no, how much you got my bed? And I said, just give it here. You go. We had a good time this weekend. That was a damn good show. And, son, I don't know if anyone told you, but we came back home Saturday. And it rained all the way to about damn 10 minutes from the track, dog. It was raining so hard at one time we were going 35 miles an hour, man. About 35 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, man, if I get over here and this motherfucker raining and DJ ain't told the motherfucker, he ain't called, it's going to be a problem.
Now, hey, it was looking good in Montgomery the whole while. I mean, that night was a little, what you call it? But, man, it was goddamn it looking good the whole while. But the forecast was calling for the same fucking weather we had in Macon.
But, now, dog, you just had some people that want to race last weekend, man. That's
all. Awesome. Like they said, put it this way, we preached this shit about fellowship and all this shit. This shit was a reality this week. I'll be the first one to say it. That's why I always say it. See, don't never bother me. I can go to the club by myself and have a good time. So I'm used to this kind of shit. But they proved it this time. We come there, we fellowship, we talk shit, we had food, and we raised like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, can't nobody complain about that. Can't nobody complain about that. Yeah. They can, but whoever it is a fucking lie.
Yeah. I really,
as bad as the weather was in Macon, we had a damn good time in Macon, and we had a better time in Damon in Montgomery.
Yeah, we did.
Like I said, all the fans, I mean, they really enjoy seeing everybody, man. They love all y'all, man. They think y'all celebrities. And I've been getting calls all day long. Just everybody just saying they really appreciated it, man, and appreciate seeing everybody and everybody actually doing some racing, man. So, you know.
you had about three motorcycle races. I know I seen three of them.
We had about eight or nine grudge races. Ain't nobody even talk about it. But I'm going to say one thing. I don't know if DJ Grant, I was looking at Witt and took it from Witt or not, but DJ Grant, goddamn it, let me took over the 28. He told me, he just called them folks around there, and he let me took over 28, and I didn't even see him no more. So what I'm trying to say, thank you for having covered this with me, DJ, and appreciate it, man. I don't mind doing it, man. I had a ball myself, man.
I appreciate it, though. You really have, you handled that thing, man. I mean, that's your thing. You the godfather. You ain't the godfather for no reason. I really appreciate it, man. You really help things go smooth, and I mean, everybody really got, I think when that shootout was formed, the hype you built and everything, everybody was just, it was real exciting. That's what really made the day.
Yeah, but like I said, I mean, DJ came on in and helped us, and we had, like I said, you don't got to have no $1 million in no goddamn G-body or whatever race you have. Just have a goddamn a decent purse, motherfuckers will come. We had 12 motherfuckers. That's the most motherfuckers we done had this year in a goddamn race. I mean, well, we had 16 in a row. But anyway, that was a goddamn 12 motherfuckers. We had 12 motherfuckers, man.
Yep.
And see, Tyke, man, he had a good time, too. I seen that bitch on the start line talking shit, sweating like a motherfucker, and I'm serious. Everybody, I keep saying to people, I was saying, why dog kissing ass? I ain't kissing ass. I just had a good motherfucking time, man.
We did.
Some people might be listening out. Oh, that dog, now he good, he over there.
Man, guess what? We don't need them people. We just had a good time. That's just like, dog, if they going to owe this, owe that. Where I been at the last few services?
At the house.
That's what I'm telling you. I like racing, man. We spend so much time with bullshit, you better enjoy the little weather that you get.
No, but what I'm saying is, I know some people out there going to say, dog, kiss ass. I ain't got no reason to kiss ass. I ain't got no reason to kiss ass. I'm just telling the truth. Because, like I said, a lot of this shit, be negative. We be talking, and people be saying it's a bunch of bullshit. Some of them do be bullshit, but who don't have some bullshit? But what we did then, like DJ Grant kept saying it now, they might have got tired of him saying it. They might get tired of laughing at him saying it. We had some good fucking fellowship. We had some damn good food. Got gas and them cooked down there and making, down in, what my plate was at? Yeah, down in Montgomery they cooked down there. Anyway, I took my plate, my rice. I forgot where I had it because I ate it for breakfast and lunch. But anyway, we had a good fucking time overall, and it was a mixture of everybody, man. Everybody. Tony Bynes, too.
Hey,
so, it is what it is, man. We can stop. We made it stop all this negative shit, just get together and goddamn it, go to fight like we was doing down there at both of them tracks, man.
Yeah, I came out with them shirts that next
day. Oh,
hell
yeah. Y'all got to talk about them shirts. That was some funny shit right there. Now, them shirts.
But guess what? Them motherfuckers was selling like hotcakes, man.
Yep. Everybody had them all.
Got your girls finna beat my ass and tap mine off me, though. They girls finna whoop my ass. I told them, hey, baby, don't do that. Now, come on. Yeah, but that was all right, dude. Cowboy came with that idea. Cowboy did have them shirts made, though. Cowboy did that.
Wow.
Hey, the good thing is, everybody had a good time. Everybody took it in fun. Everybody tried to damn knock each other's head off in the race. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's what we try to do. I mean, what's wrong with that? That's what we're supposed to be doing anyway.
Yep.
I think it was good. Hey, they came out with the shirts, but they ain't seen that next goddamn movie. They need to see that movie. Oh, that next movie was gonna be the shit.
Hey, well, you know what? I'm gonna get pissed off. I need to be in that movie some kind of way. I need to be doing something, goddamn it.
Hey Jay, we gonna let dog on the plane, Jay.
Hey DJ, you ain't gotta say that because them motherfuckers say your ass was so short you had to stand in the box to get up there with the movie. They just go to show you how much motherfuckers watch certain motherfuckers and certain things. All they were talking about was, damn, DJ, I ain't know he was that short. He had to stand on the band box to talk to everybody. Yeah, man. No, G.
Them women had on heels. Y'all both know Dick Clark and Jay Barnes tall as hell.
Yeah. Hey, but Jay Barnes, man, like I said, man, we give you hell.
But this is what I need you. I just got to say this again. And I done said it before, Jay. Hey, when you the president of something successful, you got to take this shit to go along with it, man.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I ain't saying it just. I ain't getting no brownie points from this end, but you can send me my check tomorrow.
No, we all got to work together. We did personal shit alone.
So now, y'all hear I JB talking. We know that motherfucker be eating and drinking at the same time when he got the show.
Yeah,
I hear that motherfucker eating up.
They gave me some shit that was hot then, dog. Good God, that shit hot all down my throat. They got to bump me up.
But you know what, though, man? You know who the coolest motherfucking girl G, though? Y'all want me to tell you who the coolest motherfucking girl G?
We
ain't no motherfucking girl jean, bitch. It's Big Cloud, big old black ass, man. That motherfucker, unless you make him mad, that's a cool motherfucker. I watch that bitch all day. He ain't raised his voice and getting loud man time. He's sitting there on that goddamn wall having a good time, man. He's that Big Cloud, man.
That's what we do, dog. I'm going to make a prediction. On the 29th, we're going to cut Wick. We'll get Wick, no asshole.
Now, you know what, though? Y'all fucking up, though. Y'all gave Wick 2 minutes of a damn advance notice. Wick gonna either be there full force with his goddamn bulletproof vest on, or Wick ass ain't gonna show up at all.
We prefer, hey, dog, we prefer for that ass not to show up. But we're gonna have that goddamn camera on. Where's all the goddamn candy and praying now?
Hold on, let me book a show. A special show, goddamn.
But I mean, the thing, man, we all had such a good time though yesterday, man.
Y'all that don't know, don't fuck with that damn crystal damn chicken. That shit is hot. Good God, I'm hot.
Is that new shit they got? Or that supposed to be some Cajun shit or some shit?
Man, they got some wings on that motherfucker. Get you a damn 5 fingers when you get them. God, I'm up. I ate 2 of them over. Them over on fire, man. If y'all like some shit on fire, go to Crystal. That shit, I should have fed that shit to DJ Grant before you ran goddamn 901, boy. Mike would have made his ass get up out of there. Oh, that was the problem. His ass got up out of there too quick, then.
Yeah.
Lady A, who else? Is there any hands up, Lady A?
Hell no, not this goddamn late.
Lady A got some hands up, man. Lady A.
No.
Lady A, go sleep. Is there any hands up?
No. Oh, doobie.
Jay, come on, Jay. Don't try to say you don't goddamn wear your show ain't full to have no goddamn hands up.
Go, doobie. Open doobie and fight. Doobie showed up.
Good evening, everybody.
Doobie.
I only pressed that one button because Dog talked about that Cajun chicken. That's how I'm going to put that Cajun on his ass.
You calling out somebody.
He know who I'm talking about. Willie Dog.
Y'all done went quiet. The punk dog out. Who else you got? Dog and punk dog.
No, I ain't.
Good evening, hey. Mr. Willie Dog. How you doing, sir?
All right, dude, what's up, man?
What's
I'm willing to leave your ass on that.
You know I had to call and mess with you tonight, man.
I know, but Sleepy comes up on you. I thought I was about to marry Sleepy. I couldn't get rid of Sleepy.
I'm trying to get that old car straight so I can go down on his tail.
You got a long way to go, brother.
Y'all
doing, man? Y'all fucking up again.
Yeah, I guess we need to go and get a damn final comment, because it's about that damn time anyway. And everybody around here, I should say, Well, Slouch, you still on the line?
Damn well, Slouch gone.
I'll try Slouch to get
been bagged off, Jay.
Huh?
Slouch been, he been fell off.
Okay. Well, what you got coming up, big? You got anything coming up, Clark?
Shit. No, Jay.
How about T5 and the 8? Miss B, dog, you gonna show up and support Miss B?
Damn, Jay done muted my fucking mic again. Tiger Man on the phone. I told y'all when I was sitting in, it's good now, just leave me alone.
I can hear you, dog. Yeah,
they
dog.
Keep on fucking me about June 8th. I keep trying to say it, I ain't answering no questions, so leave me alone.
Leave wrong, Jay. Stand down.
Man, I just know him and Miss B. So damn tight, you know.
Hey, dog.
Yo.
Don't you owe me a tight man, son? And you supposed to give us in the tower Saturday night.
You missed the first part of the show. I fucked Jay Barnes up. I said, Jay Barnes, one more thing before I go. I owe Tyke Man a blowjob. Take it by that gear to him. God damn it, you missed the first part of the show, man. No, I took care of all my obligations, God damn it. Tyke Man said, shit, Jay gonna have to take his glasses off then.
Damn, so I'm trying to shoot his eye.
Hey, when Tyke Man started shooting off, Jay talking about the Tyke Man, don't fuck my glasses up.
Hey, dog.
Man, y'all crazy, boy.
Did you ask folks about it like he ain't hitting
it today? Yeah, by them dick jokes.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. Hey, y'all got to work on Pro Talk Joe. Tell him you got to get over that shit. I don't like him and he don't like me, but we still, if we going to be the objective reporter, he still got to talk about me and talk to me.
Did you hear how he gave the race report? And he went from
Saturday
to goddamn Sunday.
Yeah, I when I said the report tonight, I said Tyke Man was trying to keep him straight, but he kept on drifting.
Yeah, dog, I'm going to give him a call tomorrow morning.
He got a, you know, I know he's been
in the
park.
Hey, dog.
That's what I meant to say. Big Clark on the phone.
Yeah, what up, dog?
Man, I hate to say it, man. You might not like this here. Goddamn it, Jay Barnes and goddamn it, BET, damn near kissed each other.
But shit, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Even goddamn BET couldn't say no dirty shit last night.
Okay.
I said, God damn, this got to be the fellowship. This is the fellowship of the war race right here.
Hey, Big Clown. What up, bro?
Big Clown.
What up?
Hey, Big Clown. I did a burnout and almost ran over BET. You ought to hate Jay running out there.
I'm so tired.
Hey, Ty. Yeah, what's up, bro? But I know you heard your nephew talking to you, man. Don't do that to him, man, because he's up late. Tell him again.
Oh, yeah.
Hi,
what's going on,
nephew?
Okay, that's my goddamn nephew right there.
Who that? That Tyke Man, little boy?
That's my little boy, man.
Little boy.
Yeah. That's the pumpster.
I bet you $100 if you're over 5 years old, you tall enough.
Hey,
Mr. Dog.
Hey, Mr. Dog. What's up, kiddo? What's up?
Been chilling with my daddy.
I'm chilling with my daddy.
All right,
okay.
We're gonna put him on. We're gonna have him on Mar tomorrow. Now we put him on Mar tomorrow.
Hey, he's just two, man. He needs a couple more years. He's just two.
I hear you, bro.
Damn, no, you got to be able to be sitting to see him graduate.
hey, Ty, you the third person I told me that. Hey, listen, Ty. He got two grown sisters. They'll be there for him.
Goddamn. He's a goddamn boy, 18-year-old goddamn daddy, 79.
Hey, tight. Hey, hey, dog. You gonna be close, dog? I'll be by 6'8".
Hey, 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 no, I take the boy to school, man. Say, hey, this your great granddaddy?
I think
he
got to tell him, dog, is,
do you know who your daddy is? Gotta stop that.
Y'all point down now.
Hey, will it go?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's up, Top Flight?
Now that makes them 13 hours. What y'all doing now? The way it sound, that makes them 13 hours worth driving, man. I'm not lying to you.
Hey, ask Big Clark. That's the first thing I said. I said, "Damn, Big Clark, where's goddamn Top Flight?" And he told me about the police help y'all here.
Yes, sir. If we hadn't had that problem, man, we're going to be there with bells on, man, because that show was what we was working towards, you know. But this is what make people, you know, I mean, I'm not just talking about just the guys with the cars. I'm not talking about just them. I'm talking about people, period. It makes some 13 hours worthwhile, man, to come and be able to enjoy ourselves like y'all enjoyed yourself, man. That sounds so good to me. I had to open my mic back up and say something, man.
Well, see, Larry, everybody hear you saying that and they made a joke about it, which was a good joke because it couldn't be something good. But I understood where you was coming from in the beginning because, you know, I even had you on my show to let people understand that. But, you know, some people don't want to understand it. They don't want to understand the fellowship and shit. They don't understand that we can goddamn be trying to kill each other, but then after the race, then we can have a good time, man. And that's what we did.
That's right. And, you know, I can come to Wich, I can come to House of Hooks, I can come to any of them. I'm representing Grudge G, but that still don't stop me from fellowshipping. You know,
exactly.
So my thing is, the more that we keep this going, the more people going to come. Because, dog, you want to know something? I'm going to tell you something, dog. They're already talking about it in Chicago. They got it laid out for when the South come back down here again, man. And you know, Biz going to have oatmeal cake and... It's gonna be better than what it was before. It's gonna be bigger than what it was before, you know. And we gotta keep this circle going, man. Because see, the more we keep the circle going, dog, the more we gonna grow. The more we gonna grow. The more revenue created. The more people created. And the bigger we get, hey man, the further we move on, man. You know, and that's just the bottom line to that.
Who benefits from all the revenue, Jay Barry?
Now they wonder why everybody get busted. Them dumb bitches talking on you know they got them in here.
Hey, Paul.
Bitch want to know why they get fucked up. How the feds can get you so easy because your dumb asses tell all your goddamn business. They ain't even paying attention what the fuck you're saying.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
You remember Saturday
when I made the comment because
you got a smartphone don't make you smart.
Yeah. And whoever that is ain't smart with a damn. Whoever you talking to ain't smart either.
They double dog.
What, Glock?
I didn't get to the part, though, Tuck. How you get to the part, though?
I don't know, Glock.
You get ready.
You remember we were standing over that dog? And you got my ass to guy on the tractor?
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. He was trying to look for her. He was looking for her damn, and he got a goddamn thing. He could have called his goddamn self. You told me you're looking for that damn that brake master cylinder or some shit. Hey, y'all can't find out who that damn background talk?
Oh, yeah, I'm going
to
find
out. Somebody needs to find that, man. God damn.
And tell that dumb son bitch we heard it. We heard it what he was just saying.
I think, did they get him right now?
We don't hear him no more. He was tied into somebody else's phone we was talking to.
No, I don't know who the fuck that is.
I don't know what the hell that was, but I'll say this much. He should have his own. Don't worry about what nobody else doing. He should have his own anyway.
Yeah, that's why you found all them undercover haters.
Yeah.
Hey, he sounded like he was mad because he wasn't down at the zoo in Montgomery. Everybody was fellowshipping, as Uncle Larry said. He mad because he couldn't fellowship.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta say, people think it's all sweet roses, man. But it's a lot of work going to doing these events. I mean, I take hats off to any promoter or whatever because it's a lot of work. And it's a lot of stuff you gotta do.
Well, see, Stunner, you didn't realize it. You didn't realize you learned a lesson and didn't know you learned a lesson. I be trying to tell all my friends that's been in this game. I say, man, quit talking about you getting a $5,000 raise. Bitch, you might not even make that. You're a $2,000 raise, and if you really want to do something, if you make a good crowd or make a little something, you put extra $200 or $300 with that shit, them bitches will go crazy like you the best motherfucker in the world, and you ain't gave it for $2,300. When you go out there talking about $5,000, then you come out, well, goddamn. All right. If you ain't got the $5,000, that's when the shit be did fucked up.
That's right, boss, because you're supposed to leave the house with that first one.
Goddamn right. You goddamn right.
That's right.
We ain't trying to talk about
that. That's why I emphasize so hard about the people that's up in the stands, because
people up in the stands to come, man, that's it, man. That is it.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. The same people that go out there and try to kill each other for $1,500, but just because you get $5,000, you think that's automatic. Yeah, that might bring the racers, but the racers don't pay the purse. The fans pay the purses, man. You need them fans in there.
That's right.
I'm going to use Candyman. On Thursday night, they do that damn Thursday night thunder shit, $1,500. Shit, we have they both them down there, the white boy, all them bitches, same motherfuckers that they for them trying to get $1,500.
Damn, so too.
Damn, be trying to kill each other, and we be having a good time too.
When you say that about the fans, dog, listen, dog. When little boy had that accident, dog. That's most of what was out there was fans, dog. I see people coming up hugging, man, that never saw him before, never even know his name or nothing. They was hugging him and carrying on, dog. Them people are very important, man, you know, and they show their importance.
The racing community is all right, man. I'm telling you, man. It takes a hardcore, sorry motherfucker not to understand the racing community. Put it that way.
Yeah, true. Uh-huh. I mean, my biggest thing with putting this thing together, I wanted to create an atmosphere for the fans. Because a lot, you know, as a racer, you got to look at it from the standpoint of what you want to see when you go to a race. I look at myself as a fan. I'm a fan of everybody that was there too, you know. So
that's right.
I just look at it from the standpoint of giving the fans, you know, a good show, man. And I mean, I just thank the Lord everything went off, you know, just like I planned.
Yep.
I got
you're
a nine.
Show,
I got a nine.
Show, man. And like I said, the only thing we did it as fans and people, we dumbasses too. If we had had security that it made us get off the line, we'd have been complaining. But we won't get out of our motherfucking ass out the damn way. That's the only thing that would be bad about any of these events. We won't get out of our ass out the damn way.
That's right. I got a 9 and a 10-year-old sitting here next to me, dog. I brought them to me when y'all came here from the South.
Uh-huh.
They know every single one of y'all.
Yeah.
So, you know, people would be surprised at how many people that see y'all want to see y'all again and how many people that come to enjoy themselves. I couldn't even find them. They was running around through the track looking at y'all cars and so far and so on. I'm over there messing with the go-kart trying to get it going. And when I look around, I couldn't find them, and I finally found them because they knew where I was. I told them to remember where I was, you know. But they came looking, man. So, you know, all that stuff is important, man.
I learned yesterday, even though we cuss and talk all this and shit, man, we got a lot of people out there that look at us like celebrities, just like we look at the damn, like we look at celebrities. I had a guy there yesterday, and I forgot to get his name. He got 5 daughters, a set of twins. He 30 minutes out there taking pictures, wanted me to take pictures with him and his daughters and shit, man. I'm saying, you don't know who lives you impact on in this game, man. Some of us being life to some of these people out there, man.
I'm telling you, I mean, people from Alabama really, really, really enjoyed y'all. I tell you, my phone rang nonstop today. Everybody just really was saying they really appreciated, you know, bringing all the people out.
Hey, Father, you should have tried to sell them a damn car because it was ringing off the damn roof.
Everything on sale. Anybody want one?
Nah, son, I know what you mean. I enjoyed myself this weekend, man. Just looking forward to more weekends like that.
I'm glad, man. I'm glad.
Hey, Tyke, man, they said something about that damn trailer. You did a hell of a job on taking some shit off that trailer, man. You must be working your ass off.
Dog, they work. Hey, the only thing I can tell you, these damn race cars, it take a lot, boy. God, you have to start on there on Monday for Saturday.
Some cars or something. They all walk around the cars. This is them on the phone here.
Who the hell is this? Yes, Larry.
Yeah, that's me. That's me talking to my grandkids. They want to tell y'all they be waiting. They waiting on y'all to come back.
Okay.
Okay.
How y'all doing out there?
You say how y'all doing?
We doing good.
Okay, we glad y'all like this in racing. That keeps you out the street. Make sure you do good in school, and don't be out there acting crazy. Then that way you can come to the racetrack and watch us. Okay?
Yeah, we were just waiting on y'all to come back.
All right. Okay, baby.
All right.
That's
inspiring, dog. I like that.
Well, like I told you, man, I realize it. Me and Tyke, man, we're talking about it. I'm telling you, man, it's the people, you know, they smarter than we is now. They can go get on their computers and see all this and stuff. So they done seen us and see us on YouTube and all that stuff, man. We make an impact on people. We don't realize it, man. And them kids are the ones that we make an impact on, man.
Yep.
I mean,
what
you know,
up,
that's right.
Now, what I'm saying is they can understand us acting a fool and talking shit, but they don't need to understand us out there fighting for real and that physical stuff, though. Turn this into a damn choir meeting today. Everybody got to be trying to be nice.
Hey, good racing going on. Good racing going on.
Oh, and Tyke, man, little Tonic shit come out the trailer too. Straight down in Broadway. Got that damn Chris Truden got a hang on a lot of shit in lately. Everybody was talking about this and that. That bitch done goddamn got in that groove, y'all. That's a lot of bitches in trouble, man. Hey, Tyke, man,
hey,
I just called the favorite.
My shit went straight down the track, too, dog. Don't forget that.
Dolomite going to pat his own back to them. Dolomite, with that big-ass tie car you got, slow as you go, you should have went down the track if they had a warrant on it.
Straight down the track, dog. We don't spill it, baby.
Dolomite, listen, Dolomite, you got to learn how to play the game. You don't supposed to pat your own back, man. They didn't give you your damn time. You the goddamn champ now, motherfucker.
Well, when the hell you gonna pat it then so I can stop?
Oh, Lord. Dolomite, goddamn it. You get like Dolomite now. You too selfish, man.
Hey, dog, calm down. See, there you go. Air cancer, there you go.
Well, you over there, Dolomite. If they ain't talking about you, you text me talking about,
what
about me?
Mad, right?
Man, I hadn't got it. I had a special segment for you, man. I had a special segment for him because he was a champ. I was going to do a special. He didn't text me, what about me, dog? Who put it on the internet that you was a champ?
No, let me ask you a question. I text you, man. I ain't text the whole damn phone.
Oops. You ain't trying to tell you. No, I'm just trying to tell you, Dola. You good, man. Everybody know you, man. You good. Damn, I'm going to show you how good you is. They start talking about your videos now, talking about your racing. So, you know, when they start talking about one thing, they must be thinking about another. You in the mix, brother. But I was just talking about the guys that wasn't there, but their shit was there, and the people that they done malingered. Just like now, see, Pro Stock Joe's supposed to be talking about you. He's the one that gave you that name, can't get right.
Yeah, Pro Stock Joe ain't going to give me no slack. It is what it is there.
But what I'm saying is, I'm talking about the people that, type man, I'm saying what I'm saying, when they were talking about Chris Tootin couldn't do this and she couldn't do this here. Now, everything he touched now turning to gold. I'm going to see what motherfuckers going to say now.
There it is. That's my song, man. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump.
I ain't heard that part. That might be the X-rated version. I ain't never heard that part.
That's it.
Oh, hey, but all jokes aside, though, I don't know, Clockman might not have been around nobody, but Dolomite never was phased, though. Body was talking. I'm telling you, man, Body had me fucked up. Body was talking so much shit. Dolomite didn't even get phased. That bitch over there filming, they ain't said a word. Didn't want to kick his motherfucking ass.
Oh, they came from
the cigarette. Started from the bottom, now I'm here.
Started from the bottom, now the whole team's over here.
That was Bobby kept saying and was dancing. He said, God damn, when he got his head whooped, started from the bottom and I'm still at it, motherfucker.
Damn, Bobby Child. Y'all rough on old Bobby Child.
Hey, man, fuck Bobby. Hey, tight man, Clark, any one of y'all out there?
What up?
Y'all never sold a motherfucker something and didn't see it and wanted it back? Dolomite got my motherfucking scooter, man. I want my scooter.
Yeah, I tried to buy that damn scooter, dog. I tried to buy the scooter for my little son, man.
Hey, Big Clark, you can get it, baby.
You
can get me a ride to the Big Clark. We'll hook you up. Anybody
right.
Say hunk in here? I said, just call me after this. I'll hook you up.
All right. How much is going to sell it for?
15.
Damn. Don't do it,
Pop. Come on, man. That's a 115cc scooter. He can ride this on the street and make it in traffic.
It's Clark.
Hey, dog. Dole already told me what he gave you for that motherfucker. No, he good.
Hey, I'll be asking you big boy anyway.
I said for my little 12, yo.
Oh. All right, look here, man. It's about the time this motherfucker gonna cut off in a minute. Jay Bar must do the right thing tonight. That's something Ben should have been cut off about 30 minutes ago. He be fucking up his damn schedule. So, that being said.
I'm telling what they had, man.
Yeah, that being said, y'all gonna give us our final thoughts. Let's get out of here, Clark.
Hey, man. Hey, I enjoyed the weekend, bro. I enjoyed the weekend. Glad to see everybody still in good spirit. Keep it going.
Big Larry, give me your final thoughts, Larry.
I wanted to let y'all know that I enjoyed the show. Enjoyed being on here with y'all tonight, man. And I hope everything keep going the way that it's going, man. That, like I said, make them 13 hours, man, and make it nothing but just a stepper.
All right,
y'all take care. God bless all of y'all, man, and we'll talk to y'all later.
All right, Tyke, man, go ahead and say something. We're going to let Dolomite, since he's the champ, he's going to go last tonight. Tyke, you there, Tyke? That motherfucking Tyke man playing that bullshit again. All right, Tyke, turn it off then, man. My final thoughts is I'm gonna just second what Larry said, and I'm glad to see it coming together. Dolomite, you the champ. Take us out, man.
All right. God bless to everybody, man. And I'm glad we had a good event.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. DJ Grant still out there?
Yeah,
okay. Go ahead, Dolomite. Go ahead. Take them out, man.
Well, I'm gonna take it out like this, man. Like I said, it's all glory and praise to God, man. He kept all of us safe. We all made it back. We're able to do it again. So, hey, we blessed in many ways than we can even imagine. Thank you, Jesus. We see everybody at the next event. And that's all I got tonight, dog.
All right, Grudge for what?
Grudge
for life?
I said, boy, I want my goddamn chicken in the meal. All that good shit I was saying.
Hey, dog, I just got a text.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Is that through that player, that black man?
Welcome to Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Talk Radio. My weekend was fantabulous, and I hope yours was the same. There was a lot of action in Macon, a.k.a. the Zoo, on Saturday, and even more on Sunday in Montgomery, Alabama. Shouts go out to Dolomite, the new top sportsman. Congrats, Dolomite. Upcoming events are as follows. This Sunday, May 26th, 901 Bad Boys will host a weekend in Holly Springs, Mississippi. Alley Cat will be hosting an event at Houston Motorsports in Texas. Edmund Mr. Five Speed Hall will be hosting an event in Montgomery, Alabama. And Quick will be having a race in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Rolling into the month of June, on Saturday, June 15th, Lil Tony will be hosting an event at US 131 Martin, Michigan. Showdown in Motown. On that following Sunday, June 16th, 901 Bad Boys will be hosting an event in Holly Springs, Mississippi. Welcome to tonight's show, guys.
Hey, that was a good show. Grind a pound, sound and out.
Good door, I call
you. Like, man, we hear your motherfucking ass coming, the door ain't closed.
Oh, my bad, dog. I got a smartphone, too.
You got that? What you talking about? You got a wife and kid, and maybe.
Good looking out, dog.
Okay. Huh?
Because we made a phone call in and
got it. Sit down on the floor, man, and point aim it up to you, man. Sit down in front of you. And I ain't a fan of it. It ain't sitting right.
Uncle Larry, we hear you. You better mute your phone, Uncle Larry. We hear you.
All right, y'all. I'm messing with these boys in here, man. They keep me going.
Sorry shit. About that. Real hell, man. I shut this shit on now so I can take me a good child, man, since I missed it last night. Even if something my head out. All right. We go.
Somebody got to cut it off. Somebody got to hit end episode and say end it.
I'm finna cut it off, dog. Let me get the computer back up.
Good show, dog. Good show.
Thank you, but it wasn't mine. That was Jay's show.
Hey, it don't matter. This is Jeff from Grind the Pound. I was listening.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Grind the Pound. I appreciate it, brother. I didn't tell about that old grudge run y'all had that you got your asshole tore out. But one thing I'm going to tell you, though, be as Betty with you, though, man. But I told him that Mustang was a pretty sharp-ass Mustang, but y'all gave action, bro. Glad to see all y'all down there, man. We had a good time with y'all, too, man.
Hey, one thing for sure, dog. Hey, man, you got to give some to get some. So it wasn't
right.
I appreciate coming down, man.